Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Following. But economist Nariman Baravesh believes it'll be a while before there's job growth.
The unemployment rate will probably start to go down over the next summer, now summer of 2010. People who are out of a job are still going to have a tough time for the next 6 to 9 months.
In Illinois, Greg Moore has been out of work since January and knows it might be a while before he finds something.
I would like to get a job before the end of the year, but realistically, I'm planning to go past that if need be.
I'm Dan Revive. Business owners cautious about hiring anyone admit using more part-timers with fewer hours and even unpaid interns. Meantime, hoping for federal dollars.
I know the stimulus money is coming. We haven't seen any of that yet, and neither have any of our partners.
Nancy Belmont, who runs a marketing company in Alexandria, Virginia, the owner of a coffee pub, Nora Partlow, witnesses job hunting every day.
Instead of people staying home, they do come here and network with other people, and that's how they're going to get reemployed.
But some are sipping a small coffee instead of a latte.
They're not spending as much.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
Now they figure cash for clunkers will have enough gas in the tank for about another month. The Senate put $2 billion more in the rebate program, and President Obama will sign the bill. Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Detroit says cash for clunkers has transformed auto showrooms from lonely to lively.
So these are all the clunkers out here?
In the back here.
There are plenty of clunkers in this lot behind Tony Viviano's Sterling Heights Dodge, but not as many new cars in the showroom. Still, he'll do all he can to make a deal.
We have cars. We're ready. I think I have a pen right here.
Viviano says demand remains strong, and he doesn't see it letting up.
I've never seen this like this. Never.
The biggest issue is low supplies of popular products. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Celebration in Miami's Hispanic community after the Senate approved the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. She'll be sworn in tomorrow, and it'll be the first televised swearing-in of an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. We'll get a better idea today of what the government is planning for the upcoming flu season, with many of us concerned about the H1N1 virus. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagdano. Barry, what can we expect?
New advice just over an hour from now on when schools should be shut down. Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells the CBS News Early Show.
If there are a handful of children who might be sick, we want parents to keep those children home. If the numbers start to escalate dramatically, then it might make sense to close the school.
But decisions will be left to local school districts. As for what individuals should do, the CDC has revised its guidance, scrapping its recommendation that infected Americans stay home for 7 days. Now it's stay away until 24 hours after your fever goes below 100 degrees. Development of a vaccine is moving along.
We're anticipating that the vaccine will be available in mid-October. We want our schools to be sites for the distribution of the vaccine so the students can get shots there.
Volunteers in Seattle start testing a vaccine today. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's the Friday World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Here's one for the books. Macy's makes it easy to share the joy of reading with kids through Book a Brighter Future. Give $3 and receive a Macy's coupon for $10 off a purchase of $50 now through August 31st, 2009. Macy's will donate.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 7.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Harry Potter has been defeated. Disney's new G-Force movie has snatched the number one spot from Potter thanks to opening weekend box office sales of around $32.2 million. The movie mixes live action with animation and features the voice of stars including Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz. The Half-Blood Prince came in second with earnings of around $30 million.
J. Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
Way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Barbaric! Radio talk show host Bill Preston.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos días, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
You can now call her Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Thank you very much. Great day for America. A big vote of 68-31 with 9 Republicans. Good for them, breaking party ranks and voting for Sonia Sotomayor. It's a good way to end the week and a good way to go into the weekend. It is Friday, August 7. Great to see you. And thank you for joining us. This is the Bill Press Show. We are live coast to coast across this great United States of America this Friday morning with all of you. You can join the conversation at any time, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. We're starting out here in our radio factory on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Just down the street is where Sonia Sotomayor confirmed yesterday, and also the Senate pumping $2 billion into the Cash for Clunkers program is a very important vote. The Republicans offered up lots of amendments trying to, in effect, kill the program, because if they had amended what the House had passed, then it would have been impossible to put the two differing versions together because the House is not in session. So those were all Republican attempts to kill the program. Democrats voted them down. The program passed, $2 billion in it, and so Cash for Clunkers is still good. You can go out to your dealer this weekend and get rid of that old clunker you've been driving. 866-55-PRESS, again, the telephone number. Our little team press here, Peter Ockburn and Dan Henning.
Hello there.
In place,
Bill.
ready for the big weekend.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, I am on my way to Seattle. Very, very excited. Going out there for the big talk fest tomorrow night in Seattle with our good friends at AM 1090. If you haven't already signed up and gotten your tickets, go to their website, 1090's website.
Or go to our website, which will take you to theirs.
All right. Or our website, BillPressShow.com. And we want to also send a big shout-out to our good friends. And maybe I'll stop in Albuquerque on the way.
What?
Or on the way back.
Sure.
Anyhow. We are very proud and pleased to be back on AM 1350 in Albuquerque. We took a little vacation there for a week. Won't go into that, but we're back. Albuquerque, great town, great station, and we're proud to be part of it again. CNN, not so proud these days. They got a lot of criticism about the way they handled the release of those two American journalists coming home from North Korea. CNN was trying to make a big deal of what was going on, but nothing was going on, as Jon Stewart captured last night. Here's they're inside the warehouse now waiting for the plane to arrive. So what do they talk about?
The big doors down at the end there apparently will be wide open in a few minutes, and the plane will actually pull inside the hangar. The stairs will come up, and the dignitaries will get off.
Those doors will open. That jet will come in. The stairs will come out. Customs agents, border and customs agents, will board that plane. They will process Laura Ling, Yuna Lee. They will be led out. They will all go up to that microphone that's
it's
right
so
out
exciting.
In the middle of the floor, and they will hold a
think
news conference.
They will be inhaling oxygen, and they will release carbon dioxide. The oxygen, we are being told, will be absorbed through the alveoli in their lungs. Then they will go home, and after an estimated life expectancy of approximately 77 years, sources say they will welcome the sweet embrace of death.
Nobody better than Jon Stewart just to pop the balloon of CNN and other anchors at any rate. All right. We're very excited. We're going to be joined by Senator Maria Cantwell from the state of Washington, not just because I'm going to be in Seattle over the weekend, but because she's been waffling all over the place on the public plan option. She's been on our list. Does she support it or doesn't she support it? We'll find out from Senator Maria Cantwell. But we're very proud to start off this hour with a good friend from the Washington Post. The best book out. You've been waiting. The 2008 campaign, we know how exciting that election was because we lived it, right? Well, the best book out now on the campaign just came out yesterday. It's The Battle for America 2008. The True Story of the 2008 Campaign by Haynes Johnson, a great political presidential historian, and Dan Balls, the senior political editor for the Washington Post and a good friend. Dan, thanks for joining us. I mean, this election really seemed to last forever. Is it the longest we've ever seen?
Well, it's the longest and obviously the most intensive. I mean, somebody described this as a marathon run at the pace of a sprint. And I think that is exactly what it was. I remember the first true event of the campaign for 2008 that I covered was in November of 2006. It was the little remembered Tom Vilsack who announced for president at that point. And from then forward, it was just pell-mell from start to finish. So it was the longest, the costliest, and certainly the most interesting and important in our lifetimes.
And wide open, you know, with such a cast of characters on both sides, right? I remember those early debates where you had, what was it, 10 Democrats? I don't know how many Republicans, right?
Well, there were
how many were there? Yeah.
Well, there were about 9 Democrats and about 10 or 11 Republicans, depending on how you wanted to count the field at any given moment in the Republican race.
Right.
And it was not only crowded, but as you suggest, the cast of characters in this election was unlike, I think, anything we've seen, particularly on the Democratic side. I mean, you obviously had 2 rock stars in Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, but you also had very substantial, credible candidates in John Edwards, Chris Dodd, Bill Richardson.
Joe Biden,
obviously, who became vice president. So, when we set out to do this book, it was our belief that this was going to be a very important election, given the state of the country. Very unpopular president. Public was very divided and unhappy over the war in Iraq. The economy was beginning to get to go south. We didn't know at that point how bad it was going to become. We thought it was going to be, therefore, a very high-stakes election with an incredible cast of characters. We obviously did not know what we were getting in for just in terms of the sheer drama of this election.
Now, when and how early did Barack Obama decide to get into this, and what propelled him to do so? Because you must admit, it's a very, one would never expect that he would end up getting in and winning.
Well, we describe him as the unlikeliest person to win the presidency in the history of the country. Young, very inexperienced on the national stage. He'd been in the Senate, he got elected to the Senate in 2004, African-American. All kinds of things that you would say would make it almost impossible for him to become president. He obviously began thinking about this earlier than we knew, and we were able to unearth some memos that suggest that in January of 2006, his aides were saying, if there is a perfect storm that comes together that makes it possible for you to run in 2008, we ought to begin now to do things to put you in position to do that.
Interesting.
He was not at that point, and nobody around him believed that was likely to happen.
Yeah.
But they were far-sighted enough to begin to think about it.
And this is Axelrod? And
no, it was Pete Rouse, who was his Senate chief of staff at the time.
Yeah.
And then in the late summer and early fall, things began to get serious in his mind. He took a trip to Kenya, decided that there was the possibility of, if he were to become president, changing the way the world sees the United States, and I think it began to intrigue him. he was out campaigning for other candidates. There was huge interest in him personally and a lot of encouragement for him to do it. His book came out in the fall of 2006, The Audacity of Hope. That book tour, in fact, was a kind of a precursor to his presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so he made the decision in late 2006. Axelrod said at the time in a memo that we have in the book that had never been published before, he said, history is replete with candidates who wait too long. This was at a time when people were saying, you know, it's probably too soon for you to run. You are never going to be hotter than you are at this moment. This is the time for you to run, and you are well positioned to take advantage of the political climate. So that's when it really happened.
And I guess what really put him on the stage was that speech back in 2004 in Boston, correct? I mean, otherwise, even as a U.S. senator, we wouldn't have known that much about him.
No, that was the bright moment for him to be able to give the keynote speech in Boston at John Kerry's convention, to give a speech that created that kind of excitement and that kind of electricity. You know, in a sense, once that light went on, it never went off. But there was another speech, Bill, that obviously at the time got very little attention that was important in making it possible for him to run, and that was the speech he gave in 2002 opposing the Iraq War.
Yes.
This was at a time when Congress was voting for the resolution to authorize President Bush to go to war. Barack Obama gave a speech that, as you read it in retrospect, was a very powerful and prescient speech. That was important because for Hillary Clinton, the vote for the war resolution was something that was a huge anchor around her neck. And Obama had the cleanest, clearest position of opposition of any of the Democratic candidates. And it gave him an opening in the Democratic primaries early on, despite the fact that she had so much more strength, recognition, and a big political network.
And he used that so skillfully. Our guest is Nan Balls with Haynes Johnson, author of the great new book on the ultimate book on the 2008 political campaign, The Battle for America 2008, The Story of an Extraordinary Election. Now, Dan, when you look from Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton, I mean, I remember saying, and I remember hearing so many of my colleagues in the media saying, you know, Hillary's the candidate. Hillary's going to be the nominee. There's no doubt about it. What went wrong with the Clinton campaign?
Well, I think there are two ways to talk about that, Bill. One is what went wrong with her. I think there were a couple of things. One is they never addressed some of the fundamental problems that she had as a candidate. A friend of ours said this is a story of three main characters, McCain, Obama, and Hillary Clinton, each of whom had a potentially fatal political flaw, and only Barack Obama figured out how to overcome it. For Hillary Clinton, it was a combination of the lack of trust that people had in her, the sense that she was a polarizing figure, that she was too political, that she was not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of attributes, as we know, and in the end, she became a terrific candidate, but it was only that after it was too late. But when it really counted, she could not figure out how to deal with that problem. The second factor is that the Obama campaign simply outperformed the Clinton campaign at key moments, particularly in that period from late January until mid-February. They understood the importance of accumulating delegates as opposed to simply winning events. They understood how to use and take advantage of the Democratic Party's convoluted rules for allocation of delegates.
And they had a plan for after Super Tuesday, right?
They had a plan for after Super Tuesday. They understood how they could maximize their advantages in the caucuses. And so for all of those, and at a point in January when Hillary Clinton needed her team most, they were in fact a kind of a dysfunctional operation. They were warring with one another. The campaign manager was on her way out. The deputy campaign manager was on his way out. Bill Clinton had a sense of a strategy. Others had a sense of a strategy. So it was a campaign that couldn't function well when they really needed to. But the flip side of that, Bill, is that she was up against, for all the strength she had, she was up against an extraordinary talented candidate in Barack Obama. And so it's not as though simply that she lost it, although we go through some what-ifs that might have resulted in a different outcome.
Now, then you get to the choice of vice president. What I find interesting is that the outside candidate, if you will, chose an insider, right, as his running mate, and the insider chose the complete total outsider as his running mate. So let's start with Sarah Palin. A mistake for John McCain, looking back?
I think in the end it was a mistake, but think back put yourself back into the mindset of John McCain and his team at that point in August of 2008. They believed that they were going to lose this race unless they shook it up.
Yeah.
They believed that the political climate was so tilted against Republicans because of Bush's unpopularity and the economy and other factors that they had to do something very dramatic. And one of the things that McCain felt was, and his advisors, that they had lost that kind of image of McCain as a reformer, as a, you know, as a guy, a scourge of the Washington establishment. He had become, in essence, the guy who was going to continue the Bush presidency, mm-hmm. as opposed to somebody who would be his own person. So they were looking to shake up the race, and there's a wonderful moment in the campaign as McCain is waiting to meet with Sarah Palin in Arizona, and he's talking to the lawyer who handled the vetting process, A.B. Kolbehaus, and he said, A.B., bottom line on Sarah Palin, and Kolbehaus says, John, high risk, high reward. And McCain says, A.B., you shouldn't have told me that. I've been a gambler all my life.
And so just with that basic impulse, right, he goes with Sarah Palin.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, in for a couple of weeks, it seemed to work. The polls moved. Ooh. The Obama campaign was kind of off its game.
Yep.
They were on the defensive. And then two things happened. One was the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the collapse of the economy and John McCain's very wobbly performance during that period. And then the Katie Couric interview with Sarah Palin. And so McCain starts to go down, Palin starts to go down, and really at that point the campaign is over.
Well, I got to tell you, yeah, it was over for sure. But it was a fascinating campaign, and Dan, you have summed it up beautifully for us. Again, folks, the book is The Story of an Extraordinary Election. The Battle for America 2008, Dan Balls, Haynes Johnson, just came out yesterday. We have a link up on our website so you can get a copy. As much as we talk about this campaign every single day for 3 hours a day, I'm into the middle of this book, and I can't wait to finish it. Dan Balls.
I want every American to know this. We will rebuild. We will recover. And the United States of America will emerge.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You are listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The best age for your child to learn to read is during the first 5 years of life. Kathleen discovered this fact firsthand.
A friend of ours recommended a Your Baby Can Read series when we had our first child, Jacob. Never thought anything of it. We plopped him down in front of it.
Your Baby Can Read worked amazingly well.
When Jacob was 3 years old, he was reading at second grade level. He turned 5 in July, went to kindergarten, and in 3 weeks he was moved to first grade.
Kathleen knows it's no coincidence.
Because we have 3 children and all are reading on a high level. School is very easy. Straight A students, maybe 1 or 2 children, but all 3, probably a successful video. So bam, it worked.
Did Kathleen have to work at it?
No, I didn't have to do a thing. Your Baby Can Read definitely gives them a life skill that can never be taken away from them. It's been invaluable.
For a limited time, you can receive a completely risk-free trial of the Your Baby Can Read program. Call now and we'll also include 3 free learning gifts with your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-790-6108. 800-790-6108. 800-790-6108.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for 1 free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
It's a great start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stops.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, 30 Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys.
The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th. Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
TLC's John and Kate Plus 8 has returned to TV screens. This time, though, we're following John and Kate after announcing they would separate. What does this mean for fans of the show? Well, they will get to see Kate pitching a tent for the kids, and John getting to grips with single life in the kitchen. But no word yet on whether the show will include any of John's new romantic interests.
And your finances and start living your dream. To register for this free event coming to the Denver area only today and Thursday, call 1-800-897-8012. That's 1-800-897-8012. Or visit us online at richdadworkshop.com and you'll get a free gift when you attend, an audio CD of the power of owning your own corporation. Call now, 1-800-897-8012.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has, the pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. One conversation at Advance could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new battery, Advance has one for almost every make and model and will install it for you right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts, we'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Again, any debate or discussion prevented there, shouted down by the teabaggers who were bussed in by Dick Armey's group. Here's Greg. Greg out in Dearborn, Michigan, was at a town hall meeting out there last night. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, I went to Representative John Dingell's meeting in Romulus.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was the scene like?
There was a lot of people, most of them not in support of John Dingell. There were so many that you had two, and I was only at the first. In the first, there was more Dingell supporters. There was about 40 out of a room of 225. They just would constantly interrupt him when he was talking, scream liar, shout. You know, they would boo, claim that the new health insurance was going to kill people. And when Dingell would respond to their question, they would just yell, liar, liar, liar. It was interesting because there was a disabled woman who spoke first who lost her medical coverage because she lost her mm-hmm. job and then had pre-existing conditions. She was booed and shouted down.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, these people, look, they are coming there, Greg, I appreciate the report. They're coming there with orders not to let anybody talk, to disrupt and to destroy any honest debate. They're phonies.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
Westbound I-70 starting to load up just a
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream.
But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Right now, at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haulaway, which combined can save you up to $79 on top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through August 5th in U.S. only, see store for details.
Safe retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Rockies at the 105th Annual Adams County Fair. Stop by the Rockies booth Saturday or Sunday from 1 to 4 and spin the giant prize wheel to win great prizes like stuffed animals, carnival rides, demolition derby tickets, and more. Best of all, meet Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell. The entire fair is geared toward family fun on a budget. Petting zoo, rides, attractions, food, and entertainment. And Rockies is doing its part on Sunday when they're bringing you all carnival rides for just $1. For more information, including directions, go online to AdamsCountyFair.com. That's AdamsCountyFair.com. And for fair deals, even great deals on your next used car, shop Rockies, 63rd and Federal. Rockies, more than just a used car dealer. Rockies supports community events like the Adams County Fair.
Drug abuse can be prevented, and education is the best defense we have against this serious problem. But it takes concerned parents to help make a difference. So get involved in the education process today. Good advice from Flesher Hinton Music Co., the music people. Keep in tune with the times and make a play for Flesher Hinton Music Co., 3936 Tennyson in Denver, where the customer is always the biggest concern.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit AdultADHDIsReal.com.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show, brought to you by the International Association of Machinists. Good men and women of the Machinist Union, sharpening America's edge on the global economy. For more information, go to their website at www.goiam.org. Here we are, coming to you live, nationwide, coast to coast, out of our studio here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., 33 minutes after the hour, just down the street here at the United States Capitol Building. Yesterday, the United States Senate wrapped up its work before they take their August break. The House went away last Friday. Senate very busy. They confirmed Sonia Sotomayor as the next Justice of the Supreme Court. They continued, put $2 billion into the Cash for Clunkers program to continue that good program. And one thing they didn't get done, however, is health care reform. That is still a work in progress to be picked up again in September, mainly because the Senate Finance Committee had not completed its work on that issue. Joining us today, proud to have her with us, a member of the Senate Finance Committee, a good senator from the state of Washington, Senator Maria Cantwell. Hey, good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Bill. I'm glad to be on your show.
Thank you. I want to ask you first about the Clunkers program. Did you vote for it, and how's it working in your state?
Well, we've had obviously, good enthusiasm by people who wanted to trade in and to upgrade and to get more fuel-efficient mileage, and that's something the Northwest cares about.
You know, I was stunned, actually, by the Republican opposition to it. who seemed to think, I mean, from what I could understand, they were saying, well, if you do this for car dealers, then you have to do it for every other business out there, right? Even golf courses, John McCain talked about.
Well, I think when we took the money out of the current stimulus plan, and obviously we need to keep money in green energy technology. In fact, I hope we come back and do some things that really will help manufacturing, like getting credits for plug-in electric vehicles, the manufacturing credit. But in the near term, we obviously have seen that our economy is still hurting, and to have activity that both helps us create cleaner fuel efficiency and stimulate the economy is a positive. And from what I heard from some of the car manufacturers and dealers is that they were really moving inventory from customers that really were talking 10, 15 years ago buying a car to today. So it's not, you know, it's not just activity we're moving from, you know, one quarter to the next quarter, but really stimulating, as the focus was supposed to be, with revenue from the stimulus, economic activity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a win-win. Now, on the big issue of health care, which is the president's number one legislative priority, Senator, the three committees in the House were able to pass their version of the legislation. The Senate Help Committee was able to get its legislation passed before the August recess. Why couldn't the Senate Finance Committee come up with a bill?
Well, it's a big task when you look at both insurance reform and provider reform. When you're talking about provider reform, you're talking about changes to how you're going to make Medicare and Medicaid more efficient, how you're going to make them focus on quality versus quantity, how you're going to make sure that the patient's outcome is the priority and not just more tests and more tests. And all of that is very complex. Adding in 47 million people and how you're going to pay for them, I mean, that's where the rubber really meets the road, and there's a lot of detail to figuring that out.
Do you think, I know, I want to be careful here, clear here, you're not a member of the so-called Gang of Six, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so there are three Democrats and three Republicans who've been trying to really shape this legislation and resolve.
I'm part of the Gang of 100, I guess.
Well, you're a member of the committee, so you're a little more than that. But I have to ask you, do you know what's going on with the Gang of Six? I mean, do they report to the other members of the committee on a daily basis? Or
we do. We meet almost on a daily basis, the Finance Committee members, the Democrats, to talk about the issues that we're concerned about, to make sure that we're making progress on those issues. And we don't all agree. I mean, obviously there's differences between different parts of the country and different priorities, and so there's a lot of work to be done to focus on that just among ourselves. But we do hear back from the chairman as to how those discussions are going.
Now, I have to tell you that a lot of our listeners believe, and I believe this as well, just as an outsider looking in, that the chairman has spent too much time trying to get agreement with some of these Republicans, because they're going to end up voting against it anyhow. I mean, they have been the party of no Republican in the Health Committee voted for the legislation. So do you believe, I mean, with us, that they're just wasting time trying to get an agreement out of these Republicans?
Well, it's a real concern, and obviously you have to judge as to how they're making progress and whether they're committing to getting a bill. But I believe people like Olympia Snow probably really do want to see healthcare reform and do want to put a stop to these exorbitant, you know, 120% increase in premium rates over a short period of time. So, you know, I think they're sincere. I think the challenge is if you don't get 60 votes, you know, you throw this into a reconciliation process, which is much more difficult to get the legislation structured the way you want.
Okay,
that's what you're trading off.
So you still believe that some of the Republicans, at any rate, are sincerely looking for a solution?
I do.
Okay.
Now, at some point in time, their demands may be more than
right.
You know, Democrats can take, and you know, but I think people like Olympia Snow have shown she's probably voted with us on a lot of key issues, and so I think and she and Susan Collins might be a pretty good bet.
Senator Maria Cantwell from the state of Washington, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. Senator, I have your website open on my computer this morning. I checked it out under Senator Cantwell's health care priorities, and when you click to that page, You've got a list of them: preserving Medicare for Washington seniors, helping children get quality care, Medicaid health care for those in need it most, ensuring rural access to care, using technology better, small business health insurance, expanding the health provider workforce, recruiting and retaining nurses, all good stuff. What's missing is a public plan option. Why isn't that on the list?
Well, it should be, because we certainly believe that cost containment and getting health insurance costs down. If you look across the country, there are health insurance plans that, you know, are 40 or 50% of the market. In
right.
many states, they have very little competition. And if we are going to get true competition for the health, for premiums to drive down costs, a public option is the best way to do that.
So do you support the public plan option, yes or no?
Yes, I do. And I think that the Health Committee did a good job of outlining it in their bill, and I think that we should try to get similar language in the Finance Committee, and we're going to be working with Senator Rockefeller and others to do that.
And the chairman, your chairman, has said, I saw again this morning, he says basically that Democrats ought to just forget about the public plan option.
Well, I disagree in the sense that the public plan, if you think about what Medicare has been able to do, or you think about what, you know, competition really can do, if we would have put the prescription drug benefit under Medicare, it would have driven down price. And the concentration of the insurance companies in these markets, and they have made, so while individual wages may have gone up 24%, healthcare costs, as I said, have gone up 120% over a 10-year period of time, but insurance profits have gone up 428% over that 10-year period of time. So obviously there's something going on there where they're making a lot of money and not driving down costs, and competition from a public option would help do that. And I think as we get into the heart of the debate, I think we can make this point, and I think that we will be successful in picking up people who understand how important. Now, I talk to Republicans who do want to cover people, who say, I do want to cover the uninsured and the 47 million people. I think when they look at this, they're going to see that having a public option is going to be a very the best way to provide competition.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, and I certainly hope you're right. I hope that position prevails in the end. But I'm worried about, you know, Senator Conrad also is a good friend, neighbor here on Capitol Hill, who's come up with this idea of the co-op. And it seems that that's the way that he and Chairman Baucus want to go. The co-op is just, let me ask you the question. Do you think it's an acceptable option to the public plan option or alternative?
Well, I think the devil's in the details. And I think right now the way that they're probably looking at a co-op is probably not the aggressive form of a public option that many would like to see, including myself. And so I think that's going to be part of the debate.
Well, Senator, we wish you well. We really appreciate your coming on the program and clarifying your position. You know, we've had you up on our website. I know you've probably heard from a lot of people from Washington State listening to the program, and we want to be clear. We will let them know, and we'll as clearly as we can, that you are on board before and certainly after this morning for the public plan option and a champion of it, and that's great.
Well, we appreciate hearing from those individuals, and it gives me an idea of how broad the reach is of the Bill Press Show.
Appreciate it. By the way, I'm heading out to Seattle right after the program this morning. There's a big program. AM 1090 is having a great big town hall meeting tomorrow night at in Kent, Washington. I'm not sure exact location. But Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman, Ron Reagan,
right.
Mike Malloy, and I will all be there. So unless you're,
well,
you know, if you got any time this weekend, come by and say hello.
Well, I won't actually get to Seattle until the end of the weekend because of a family wedding, but I will look forward to being back there as soon as possible, and there's nothing better than August in the Northwest.
All right, and I'll make sure, by the way, I'll make sure everybody tomorrow night knows, Senator, your position on the public plan option. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, Senator Maria Cantwell, there it is. She had her up on the list because she was saying she was open to the public plan option today. She made it very clear she's not just open to it. She is for it. It's the best way to go. It's better than a co-op. She's going to fight for it with Senator Rockefeller, and she thinks that they can beat back Max Baucus and Ken Conrad.
Amen.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. Its price, $21 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7800. That's 1-800-335-7800. Or go to selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Usually on Fridays, things are going to be lighter than usual volume-wise, so you shouldn't have any problems as you're traveling southbound on I-25 to and through the downtown area. Same deal on 36. That drive between Denver and Boulder is only going to cost you about 20 to 25 minutes. Now, in the high country, sounds like CDOT crews are again going to be working on I-70 right around Frisco. Now, we've seen some delays that could last up to an hour at a pop, so they do get that road work done. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today. Or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Replace a Lens, a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go Lab Direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest price in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no-line bifocals for just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver on the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234 or replacealens.com.
50,000. Now that's way, 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 way too many, but economists had predicted it would be 585,000. So again, down not a great deal, but down significantly. So the job numbers. And jobs always lag, you know, in terms of economic indicators behind everything else. But we've seen housing starts back up again. Consumer spending starting back up again. Banks are back on their feet. The market has been about 9,500, has been holding pretty strong. And now we see that the jobs may be turning around. So we still got a long way to go, but it looks like we have bottomed out. Hey, on that town hall meetings, Phil's out in Detroit, Michigan, was at one last night as well. Hi, Phil. You're at the same one, I guess, Greg was, right?
Yes, for Congressman Dingell.
Dingell, right.
And we were unable to get in because they had two different sessions. We were unable to get in, but I was just astounded by the blatant racism out in the crowd. You know, people were coming up to us and telling us how black people don't go to the doctor and we're going to have to pay for them to all get health care now.
What? What?
Absolutely. And another individual came up to us and started to tell us how that the black people put Obama in office and they didn't realize that he was a socialist. And we asked that individual about his health care, and he said, well, he was unemployed right now, but it didn't matter to him because he has a VA benefit.
Oh, yeah, which is, by the way,
there to stop socialism.
Yeah, right, by the way, and the VA program has nothing to do with the government, right?
Right, not a thing at all.
No, okay, yeah, it's just like that woman saying, keep the government out of my Medicare. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I can't believe this. That's the first I'd heard about any racism connected with these town hall protest.
Well, it was there, and it was out in the open. The Lyndon LaRouche people were there, and they had a giant poster of the president with a Hitler mustache. And
I mean, this is a fringe element of the Republican Party, and they think this is helping them. By the way, if you want my take on these, and I have not been to one of them, but I've seen many. My column, which I posted yesterday, it's on our website, BillPressShow.com. The headline of the column is, the teabaggers are back, crazy as ever. Bill's calling from up in, is that Herkimer, New York?
Yeah, Herkimer,
hey,
New York.
Hi, Bill. Hi.
You know, I think Phil nailed some things just right here about what we have to expose, what's going on with all this, is how extreme it's getting, and the media's not covering that extremism. I mean, if he's talking about, you know, Obama with Hitler mustache and all this racist stuff, if he caught a little of that on videotape and posted it somewhere and it got picked up by the media, I think it might change the way this debate's being framed and the way these people are looked at.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you said that because it really bothers me. First of all, the Fox News people are encouraging people to go out to these things, right? They're fanning the flames just like they did for the teabag protest back in on April 15. And they're also pretending that these are legitimate, right? But the other, what I find with the other cable networks that they're doing is they may show some video of these, and then they say, yeah, but on the other hand, the unions and MoveOn.org, you know, and talk shows like this one, they encourage their followers to go out. So there's no difference. The hell there's not. There's a huge difference between these manufactured, orchestrated, busing people in with instructions. And you'll find the instructions in my column, if you haven't seen them, on how to disrupt a meeting and then just turning out to show your support for a program. Yeah, grassroots protest, my ass. These are AstroTurf protests.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe-clogging limescale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydroCare, the patented device from Wave Home Solutions. See for yourself at goodwaternow.com. You simply clip HydroCare to your main water pipe. HydroCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system, guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydroCare.
Just go to goodwaternow.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit goodwaternow.com. That's goodwaternow.com. Goodwaternow.com.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale. Robert Kiyosaki will not appear at this event.
Stay tuned for information on an exclusive free workshop.
School prepared you to work for someone else's business, but who can prepare you to start or grow your own business? Rich Dad Education has designed an essential free workshop for anyone who has even thought about starting or growing their business. Based on the teachings of Robert Kiyosaki, entrepreneur and best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you'll discover the secrets of successful entrepreneurs, the hidden advantages of business ownership, how to raise capital and best structure for your business, and the financial benefits of having others work for you. Why spend your life making someone else rich? You can learn to take control of your life and your finances and start living your dream.
To register for this free event coming to the Denver area only today and Thursday, call 1-800-897-8012. That's 1-800-897-8012. Or visit us online at richdadworkshop.com and you'll get a free gift when you attend, an audio CD of the power of owning your own corporation. Call now, 1-800-897-8012.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHomeUSA.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Check out IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Being on this Friday, August 7, my parting shot for today, his first 200 days. Yes, another milestone in the nascent presidency of Barack Obama. So, how's he doing? My take, not great, but pretty damn good, especially on the two big issues, the economy and health care. On the economy, let's face it, Obama inherited a big mess from George W. Bush, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. It is going to take us a long time to dig ourselves out of that hole, but things are starting to turn around. Home starts are back up, the market's up, consumer spending's up, banks are back on their feet, but jobs are still down and unemployment just barely a little better as of the month of July. On the economy, I give them the B-plus for not getting the stimulus money out the door fast enough and thereby creating more jobs. On health care, give them this, credit for this. After decades of talk or inaction, Obama has finally put it on the front burner. Legislation has passed 4 out of 5 committees in Congress. He's come closer than any president since Harry Truman to delivering universal health care. But now comes the hard part, knocking heads together to get a good bill with a strong public plan option. So on health care, I give him another B-plus for spending too much time trying to please Republicans. Barack Obama's first 200 days. Yes, he's off to a good start. Now, if it will only get tougher, tougher, tougher. That's my parting shot for today, folks. So, you in the Seattle area, come on down Saturday to the Showwear Center in Kent, Washington. We'll be there from 6 to 9. Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, Mike Malloy, Ron Reagan, and myself. Hope to see you then. All the rest of you, wherever you are, have a great weekend, and we'll look for you right here back on the radio on Monday.
This is the Bill Presh.
What have you done for your marriage today? For every couple, it's a little different.
Well, I would like to say a hug and a kiss, but it was kind of hectic for us this morning.
We're going to the museum as a family.
I gave her a call and say, thinking of it. And the kids.
What have I done for my marriage today?
Yeah, I sent my husband a love email.
I think I've avoided all controversial things today.
Is that your answer?
That's pretty much it, yes.
While we're spending the day together, so that's good.
She works night and Dwight works during the day, so spending the day together is actually pretty big.
Yeah.
I suppose I didn't yell at him for anything. At all. Anything.
I made my wife laugh. That's a big plus for a marriage. Keep her laughing.
What have you done for your marriage today? Small changes can make a world of difference. Get started at foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's a welcome surprise.
They're partying in the streets.
A Labor Department report released within the past 30 minutes puts July unemployment at 9.4%, down from 9.5% in June. The number of jobs that were lost last month was 247. That was well below forecast. Economist?
The time for mass layoffs is over. We haven't heard any new mass layoff announcements. They've dropped dramatically.
Angela Dirksen's been out of work 6 months. She's looking for a restaurant job.
Just staying positive, keep moving forward, and when the job happens, it will happen.
About half the laid-off workers surveyed by CareerBuilder said they've been able to find new work. But CareerBuilder's Michael Irwin says a lot of them had to sacrifice pay to get a paycheck.
44% of workers said that they've had to take a pay cut. But that number is actually down from nearly half of the workers we talked to in March. So it is getting better.
Wall Street's initial reaction to the jobs report is positive. S&P futures are ahead by 9 points just before the opening bell. The government is about to release new swine flu guidelines. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. The key points, Barry.
It'll be up to school districts to decide what to do with the flu, but Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells the CBS News Early Show if a few kids get infected, schools generally should stay open. Big outbreaks, consider closing down.
We want schools to have a tiered response. We want to prepare for the worst. But also know that we want to get off to a great start to the school year.
He says a vaccine could be shipped straight to schools when it's ready, probably by mid-October. Testing in the U.S. begins today. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
And now that Congress has extended cash for clunkers, car dealers have a new problem finding enough cars to sell.
So these are all the clunkers out here?
Plenty of clunkers in this lot behind Tony Viviano's Sterling Heights Dodge, but not as many new cars in the showroom. Still, he'll do all he can to make a deal.
We have cars. We're ready. I think I have a pen right here.
Viviano says demand remains strong, and he doesn't see it letting up.
I've never seen this like this. Never.
The biggest issue is low supplies of popular products. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A CIA drone found its mark. Curious Pakistani Taliban leader Baitullah Massoud. Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid says Massoud's death is a major success for the drone program.
The opposition in Pakistan to this drone policy may be somewhat reduced now that one of the most hated figures in the country has been killed.
Journalists Yuna Lee and Laura Ling are happy to be home after since as the unwilling guests of North Korea for entering the country illegally. But Ling's sister Lisa tells the CBS News Early Show the adjustment to normal life has not been automatic.
She is still a little bit slow and tired, and she sometimes spent weeks without talking to anybody, and so she was in relative isolation. So all of this has been incredibly overwhelming.
This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has a special buy on 18-gallon storage totes, just $3.44 each. That's a whole lot of organization for not a lot of cash. Reclaim your junk drawers, find a new home for the off-season clothes, or make quick work of all that stuff in your garage. It's all doable thanks to the 18-gallon storage totes you picked up for just $3.44 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
Ahoy there.
Hey, buddy, glad you could make it. Come on aboard.
I thought the two of us were going fishing. Who are all these people?
Shh, paparazzi.
Paparazzi?
Yeah, paparazzi. GEICO helped me save so much money on my boat insurance, I paid these people to treat me like a celebrity.
Huh, good move.
Saving you money on your boat insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. More salmonella cases in ground beef. A voluntary recall is underway for beef sold locally in June. Dr. Ken Gershman is with the State Health Department.
For the majority of the cases for whom we have information,
They all purchased their ground beef at Safeway stores in Colorado.
The ground beef was processed by Beef Packers Incorporated of Fresno. Dr. Gerstmann says the best defense against salmonella is to make sure you cook the meat thoroughly. Surgery tech Kristen Parker has pleaded not guilty to charges of stealing syringes of painkillers and replacing them with dirty needles. Parker is linked to at least 19 cases of hepatitis C. Prosecutors say she may have exposed as many as 6,000 patients at hospitals in Denver and Colorado Springs. She goes on trial in September. Colorado State Parks may raise some fees to cover a projected $3 million budget shortfall. The board will vote next month on a fee hike proposal. In sports, the Rockies are back at home tonight. They play the Cubs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225, loading up on that approach to Yosemite up towards I-25. Same deal for southbounders on I-25, making your way from 104th towards 84th. Brakes loose for a little while, and then you'll tap your brakes again once you get downtown. We've got a surface street accident in the works. A couple cars mixed it up, southbound Santa Fe, north of Florida. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another hot one today with a high in the low to mid-90s. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers, currently 62. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings, or online. Attend an open house at DU on August 12th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
You want pain relief that's fast? You want pain relief that's strong? Then you want Advil Liquid Gel. They're faster and stronger on tough pain than Tylenol Rapid Relief. Advil Liquid Gels. They rush real liquid relief right to wherever you hurt, so you can forget about your pain and get back to your day. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Happy Friday. John Turk in for Jay Marvin and David Sirota for you today. He was here yesterday. David will be back on Monday. He's at a wedding in Kennebunkport, Maine. So hope he's having a good time out on the eastern block of the nation. I'm going to be with you all morning till 10 o'clock when we send it over to Ed Schultz, our number 303-713-7600. And we'll do topic-free Friday in the J. Marvin mold. Anything you want to talk about, fine here. No topics barred. No bars hold. No holds barred, I guess is the proper way to say it. But I came in this morning pretty early. Got here about 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock, somewhere in between there, and just cruising around looking at the news. And there is a ton of it, both local and national. And so if there's anything you want to hit on, that's fine. 303-713-7600, and I'll throw out a few stories that you can bite on if you'd like. A lot of stuff happening yesterday, and I would like to take this time to kind of eat some crow, I guess is how you'd say it, because we talked about the whole bicyclist and motorist issue, and then I get home yesterday, and I'm looking around on Denver Post and saw this story about this family that was hit, and they were on their bikes yesterday in Boulder. Family of three on a bike excursion was hit by a green Saab early this afternoon in Boulder, resulting in serious injuries to a 7-year-old boy. At the time of the incident, the family, which included the boy's mother and 10-year-old sister, were crossing 28th Street in a marked crosswalk with flashing pedestrian lights, according to Sarah Huntley, spokesperson for the Boulder Police Department. Now, this crosswalk is one of those ones where it's where it's pedestrian activated. So it's one of those ones where you come up and you hit the button and then the light comes on that says you can cross. And it should notify motorists that there's somebody going to be using that crosswalk. All three of these folks were on bicycles. The boy, identified as Hayden Zadow, was airlifted to Children's Hospital in Aurora with head and back injuries. According to witnesses, the Saab driver, identified as 17-year-old Daniel Valsberg of Westminster, was traveling in the left northbound lane on 28th Street and failed to yield at the flashing lights, hitting the cyclist. That sucks, you know, especially on a day where I talk about the whole cycling versus motorist issue. And you know, we all got to get along. We're going to share these roads, so you know, let's just elevate the conversation and maybe just keep our heads out for each other, because when I see stuff like this, it just makes me sick, because my kids cruise around on their bikes. I live in a cul-de-sac, fortunately, but I'm constantly worried about them cruising around and being hit on their bike. So if you want to make me eat crow on that story, feel free at 303-713-7600. Also want to mention the death of director John Hughes. Crazy. Dies at 59 on a Manhattan street of an apparent heart attack. Now, you might know John Hughes. He's super relevant to a guy my age because he directed some of my most favorite movies, including Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles. He also had a hand in writing National Lampoon's Vacation, as well as the Porky series. I mean, these are some of the greatest 80s movies of all times. I mean, greatest movies of all time. So I think David Sirota actually sent me a text because he's writing this book on the 80s. So he sent me a text yesterday saying, hey, man, we're going to do a John Hughes memorial show on Monday. So I'll hold off on talking about that, but wow. If you want to mention to me your favorite John Hughes movie, we can do that here too at 303-713-7600. And I love National Lampoon's Vacation. That's like one of my favorites of all time. But now, let's get to some serious news. We'll start nationally, and it also has a local flavor as well. Top White House officials counseled Democratic senators yesterday on coping with disruptions at public events on health care this summer, officials said, and promised the party and allies would respond with twice the force if any individual lawmaker is criticized in television advertising. These officials also told skittish senators that fresh polling suggests an emphasis on issues such as barring insurers from denying coverage on the basis of pre-existing medical conditions is a political winner, able to increase support among independents, women, seniors, and rural voters. In the weeks since the White House began its own break, several town hall-style meetings have been disrupted by noisy demonstrators. These episodes have drawn widespread media attention, and Republicans have seized on them, as well as polls showing a decline in support for President Barack Obama and his agenda as evidence that the public support is lacking for his signature legislation. Pushing back, Democrats have accused Republicans of sanctioning mob tactics, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada accused protesters of trying to sabotage the democratic process. The Republican Party says it's not behind the protests, but Reid scoffed at the notion that the protesters reflect grassroots sentiment. He actually held up a piece of artificial turf during a session with reporters. These are nothing more than destructive efforts to interrupt a debate that we should have and are having, Reid said Thursday. They are doing this because they don't have any better ideas. They have no interest in letting the negotiators, even though few in numbers, negotiate. It's really simple. They're taking their cues from talk show hosts, internet rumor mongers, and insurance rackets. Republicans now answered back. All the polls show is there a serious concern, if not outright opposition, to the president's health care plan, said Antonio Ferrier, spokeswoman for House Republican leader John Boehner of Ohio. Democrats are ginning up the cynical shell game. Also Thursday, the AFL-CIO announced plans to mobilize labor activists to attend town hall meetings in 50 congressional districts this month to counter the conservative protesters. If you want to talk about these protests, whether you think it's a big deal, you know, I think it's kind of a non-issue, to be honest with you. They do seem more like a disruptive effort than a grassroots-type protest. It seems like folks like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck are trying to send people out to these things to disrupt. But you know what? It's their God-given right here in America. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, visiting a Denver clinic for the homeless Thursday, insisted that Dems are united in backing health care reform and brushed off a question of whether raucous conservative-led protests against reform have hurt the effort. This is called the legislative process, she said during a brief question-and-answer period after touring the Stout Street Clinic in downtown Denver yesterday. This is a very big initiative to change health care in America. Pelosi's visit to the clinic came at a time when the national debate over health care has escalated into a figurative shouting match. The shouting match became a rowdy yesterday here in Denver. People skeptical of more government involved in health care traded chants and slogans with others who support sweeping reforms. When one person in the crowd shouted, "Health care can't wait," a rival responded, "We have health care now." Inside the clinic, Pelosi said she welcomed the time during Congress's August recess for representatives to talk with their constituents about the issue. The plan for August, Pelosi said, is to have a discussion to listen carefully to what people are saying. In a conference call earlier in the day yesterday, state GOP chairman Dick Wadhams blasted House Dems' plan as a backdoor way of destroying private health insurance and creating a health care system that is solely government run. So Dick Wad really getting out there with the rhetoric here. Single payer, Wadhams said, using the political parlance for such a system, will drive up the cost of health care and drive down the quality. It will end up rationing health care. Pelosi, though, drew support for Democratic U.S. Reps Diana DeGette and Jared Polis, both whom toured the clinic with her. People should not be scared by the scare tactics, said DeGette, who said the plan must not add to the federal deficit. They should find out the details of the legislation. Pelosi said Dems' health care plan would not lead to a single-payer system, instead saying a plan including a so-called public option would preserve people's choice to keep their private health insurance. If you like what you have, you can keep it, Pelosi said. Pelosi also rattled off a list of other benefits she said the plan would have, including tax credits to small businesses and secure coverage for seniors. Pish-poshing reports of squabbling between liberal and conservative Dems, Pelosi insisted members of the party were on the same page, if not the same paragraph. Do we have a diversity of opinion? Yes, she said, but do we have a split in the party? No. Do you believe there's a split in the party about health care? Or do you believe they're on the same paragraph or same page? I don't know if I believe that, but looks like the month of August will be spent on congresspeople, senators going out and meeting with their constituents to talk about where they stand on health care. So where do you stand? 303-713-7600. Does it seem to you like these protests are getting out of control? Are they disruption events or are they grassroots efforts? 303-713-7600. Democratic congressman's office, his life has been threatened over health care bill. Check this out. This is where this is going. Representative Brad Miller from North Carolina will not be hosting any town hall events this August. Instead, he's making himself available to constituents for one-on-one meetings about health care reform. And at least part of the reason is this. His offices have received threatening phone calls, including at least one direct threat against his life. Now that's ridiculous. So what do you make of these town hall meetings and the protesters surrounding them? Where do you stand on health care now? Do you like the current bill? I heard some conservative talking heads yesterday saying that, well, if you're employed, as soon as they see the premiums go up or change, your employer's going to kick you into the government-run option, which is BS. It just seems like there's so much BS rhetoric about health care and what's going to happen, that you won't have choices. Nancy Pelosi laid it out yesterday. 303-713-7600. Bill, Mike, got a couple callers coming in right now. I'm going to ask you to hang on just a second, just getting things started. Topic-free Friday, so let's have some fun today as well. I got a few other stories I'm going to throw out so you can comment on any of these. But if you want to talk health care, these town hall events, the protests, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know why everybody's making such a huge deal out of it. Isn't that what America's about? 303-713-7600. We'll be right back. Todd Parker's going to take our look at traffic at 7:17 in the morning.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115 or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment installation tax. Taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Pelosi, I want your health care so that I can get a facelift, too.
Well, lady, I must admit to you that cosmetic care is not covered under health care, so I doubt that the government option is paying for Nancy Pelosi's facelifts. That was a protester yesterday at the Nancy Pelosi visit to the Stout Street Clinic in downtown Denver. Your comments on the protests, these town hall meetings, where you stand on healthcare now. It's been a few weeks since I've been able to talk to you about healthcare. Are you with or against Barack Obama? Do you think the Dems are on the same page? Do you think there's a split in the party? What do we do with the Blue Dogs? 303-713-7600. I also mentioned in the first segment the story about this family that was hit on their bikes yesterday, and I was eating crow. We had a caller call in here and start yelling at me. I don't know if it's my fault that this family was hit yesterday. I don't think it was, but, you know, just unfortunate that I was talking about the same day that this family was hit. If you want to rail me, go ahead. I don't care. So I'm going to go ahead. Maybe Tim in Longmont wants to give me some guff. Hey, Tim. Tim, you with me? Hold on one second, buddy. Let me try one more thing. Let's go to Mike in Lakewood. Good morning, Mike. Are you with me? Looks like my phone pod is not up. My producer's out of the room, so just give me a second here. I'll get her back in. I'll get you your phone calls. Let me also mention this story. Maybe you can comment on this one. So hang on, everybody. Bill, Mike, Tim, Carolyn, I'm going to come to all of you. Just need my producer back. The Obama administration seems to have committed another political misstep when it set up an email address, flag@whitehouse.gov, in order to allow supporters to report on misinformation on health care reform. According to Fox News, the White House is under fire for a blog post asking supporters to send fishy information received through rumors, chain emails, and casual conversations to a White House email address, flag@whitehouse.gov. Rush Limbaugh thundered on his radio talk show. They're looking for tattletales. They're looking for snitches. They're looking for informants. Limbaugh also suggested that the email address was a snitch line being used to compile a White House enemies list. Senator John Cornyn of Texas has sent a letter to the White House demanding information on the effort to gather data on fishy information. Cornyn suggested that the effort was an attempt to intimidate American citizens from expressing opposition to health care reform. Ed Morrissey at Hot Air, I don't know what Hot Air is, suggests that there is a hypocrisy on the part of liberals who complain about Bush administration efforts to gather information on terrorists and their activities. Obama, on the other hand, has set up a snitch line for crimes on terrorism, but for simple political dissent. Now, what the NSA was doing and what this email is doing are totally different. Now they're trying to compare the two. The revelation of the flag at WhiteHouse.gov email operation comes on the heels of the Democratic National Committee ad that described people protesting health care reform at congressional town meetings as a mob. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused the protesters of carrying swastikas, implying some kind of Nazi influence. If anything, this kind of reaction to dissent is going to make the dissenters even angrier than they already are. The United States was founded by just the sort of people that President Obama and his congressional allies disdain: gun-toting, tax-resisting rednecks who didn't flinch when the King's men came marching up the lane to put down a group of patriots that they thought of a mob as well. The modern rebels are not coming to congressional town halls with muskets. Their voices and their votes are still potent enough weapons. And now the Obama administration has given them another thing to complain to their frazzled congressmen and senators about. One doubts that they will be very pleased. You want to comment on this so-called snitch line? You think that the Obama administration is compiling a enemies list when it comes to health care reform? I don't think so. 303-713-7600. All right, let's get to some phone calls now. Tim in Longmont, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Thanks for waiting, buddy.
Oh, good morning. Hey, I don't want to give you a bad time about the bike thing. The one thing I do think is unfair about this whole thing in a way is I can do a whole lot more damage to a bicyclist with a car than the bicyclist can do to my car.
Or you in your car, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's really sad what, you know, that situation in Boulder. You know, my heart goes out to the kid that got hurt, and I wonder what's going to happen to the 17-year-old. And personally, I think, you know, we ought to strengthen the laws a lot about if you're in a car and you deliberately do something stupid, and I think in that case maybe it was deliberate. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I doubt this was deliberate. I doubt the 17-year-old. And you know what? This intersection was one of those confusing intersections. I mean, I have a lot of them in my neighborhood where, you know, the pedestrian-activated crosswalks where cars can go through unless they see the flashing lights. It's like a school zone type of deal. But I have one right next to my house, and I know I got to be careful when I come up on that thing because you really can't see this path comes out where there's a lot of trees and whatnot. Oh, I just got delivered a cinnamon roll. Sweet. But, yeah, man, I was just really bummed when I saw that yesterday, especially after I talked about it in the morning. And I hope the 7-year-old's okay. It looks like the mom and sister are okay. But I'll try to get an update on that 7-year-old here throughout the morning.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tim. Appreciate it. All right, let's get back to him. Hang on, Carolyn. Hang on, Bill. I'm coming to you. Mike in Lakewood, you're next. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm hanging in, man. You?
I'm doing pretty well. Hey, listen, I was at that thing yesterday with...
You were at the Pelosi rally?
Exactly. I was there. And I tell you, it was really encouraging to see so many supporters out there for a public health care option.
Yeah, from what the Denver Post reports, it looks like it was a half-and-half split. Which is pretty good when you get people to show up in accordance or in, you know, agreement with something that's going on. That's great, because usually you're just going to get the protesters that are against or anti-folk, you know?
Exactly, and I got to tell you, my impression of the people who are against the public option, from what I saw when I was there, it's like we're dealing with people who are operating at a 10-year-old's level. It was
like that lady screaming about Nancy Pelosi's facelift.
Oh, that, and they. One guy I heard was saying that you know, the people who are demanding public health care are no different than a child demanding free ice cream. And, dude, I don't think it has anything.
Why do these people want to deny folks health care coverage?
I think that they've just kind of been brainwashed by the Glenn Becks and the Limbaughs of this world who want to deny any kind of success to the Obama administration. It's like John Stewart said the other night, you know, these people, they don't see the sunshine when the Democrats are in power.
That's right.
And
I mean, it's like I hear, you know, I heard some folks this morning talking on a different station here in town. And this this host was actually in agreement with that, you know, you shouldn't have to, if somebody has a pre-existing condition, you shouldn't have to give them health care. It's a business. Health care is a business.
And
to me, that's just sick. That's sick.
Right.
Yeah. And I've also heard people say, health care is a privilege, not a right. I mean, these are the same folks that go to church on Sunday, right?
Well, yeah, you'd think so. I mean, you know, if a ship hits an iceberg and one of these persons gets in the lifeboat, are they going to, like, take the oar and, like, push everybody else back into the water when they're trying to get in the lifeboat?
Right.
I'd like to think not.
Yeah, I picture the Titanic as you're saying this to me right now.
Yeah,
exactly. And the rich people getting on the boats and the poor people getting screwed, right?
Yeah, I got mine, and, you know, you guys can go slug it out with the fish.
We'll lock you down in the basement while the ship goes down.
Exactly.
Mike, great call, man. Thanks for going out there yesterday.
Oh, man, you know, I lost my job, so I had nothing better to do. So
you lost your job? How long ago?
Back in February.
Really?
And
you're looking for work?
Too, and so this is kind of a personal thing.
I'm sure it is, man. There's a lot of people like you out there. You got health care right now?
No, I'm going naked, John.
Are you?
Yeah.
You got a family or you just a...
No, it's just me.
Just you?
So I'm, you know, I guess that's kind of a mixed blessing, you know.
My
kids, but, you know, I don't have to, you know, worry about that.
What kind of work are you looking for, Mike?
Well, I'm going back to school, so I'm just kind of looking at a whole life change right now.
How old are you, if I can ask?
I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, man, people making career changes in their 40s and 50s. I mean, this is what we're looking at in America right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you have a job, hold on to it, everybody. Just bend over and be happy. Mike, I hope you're the best, man.
All right, thanks, John.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Carolyn in Boulder. Good morning, Carolyn. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with John Turk.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay. You?
Fine. Thank you.
A little nauseous this morning. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
I'm sorry to hear
so
that.
If I go silent, you'll know what's happening.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'll be fine.
That's a picture I did.
I'm sorry. I know it's too early. Sorry,
well,
Carolyn.
I decided to call yesterday, actually, when people were talking about bicycling, and a couple of folks said bicycles should be riding on the sidewalks and staying off the streets. I'm a major walker. I walk constantly,
mm-hmm.
and the sidewalks aren't wide enough for bicycles and walkers, and it really makes it dangerous for the walkers. So that's just kind of my comment about that.
Well, I do know what you're talking about, and there are certain towns or cities that will not allow bicycles onto the walkways.
Well,
and I think Denver happens to be one, but in Highlands Ranch, and if you look at that big bike path that goes up C-470 all the way from, like, Park Meadows Mall to, you know, Wadsworth or, you know, up to Deer Creek Canyon, those are pedestrian and bike paths.
Right,
and I've had people call me and say that they've almost been smacked, you know, hit hard. They're just walking.
Right. I don't have a problem on the bike paths. I walk on those a lot as well, and they're pretty wide, at least around Boulder. And that doesn't seem to be a problem so much, but a lot of the sidewalks, especially in the older part of town, are pretty doggone narrow. And I
Very true.
Bicycles on those a lot.
But you have the right-of-way. The pedestrian has the right-of-way on those you know, walkways.
But it's a lot easier for the pedestrian to have to step
to just
off
step off, yeah.
And the bicycle to jump down off.
No, I agree with you there. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, and then my other comment was about polls and the way the questions are asked. I'm on the Gallup panel. I get emailed web kind of surveys from them two or three times a month. And especially about health care, they often ask, are you satisfied with your health care? And that is such a hard question to answer when it's posed in that way.
You think anybody's really happy with their health care right now?
Well, you know,
there's a select few.
Yeah, I'm happy with my coverage, but I certainly am not happy with the fact that I have to pay $50 every time I walk in the doctor's door.
Right.
And that does keep me from going to the doctor. So, you know, I'm happy with the coverage, but I'm not happy with what it costs. And it's hard to answer that question in any intelligent way because of the way they pose it. And they do that a lot. It's not just healthcare questions, but... So that's just my comment.
You know, it's funny you bring this up because, Carolyn, one of my colleagues here at work brought me a 2009 Republican Party census document where they ask these kind of questions. And it is funny how they phrase these things. Let me give you
Absolutely.
A couple of them. Should we unite as a party to oppose President Barack Obama's huge tax increase on the American people? particularly the new tax on dividends, capital gains, and small businesses. Should we do everything we can to stop Democrats from using the so-called fairness doctrine to shut down conservative talk radio shows like Rush Limbaugh and others?
They're so leading.
I mean, they are so leading. Should Republicans filibuster judicial nominees who bring a personal left-wing agenda on social issues to their jobs as judges?
Right.
I mean, who wrote this thing? Glenn Beck?
Those are partisan.
No, I know.
Questionnaires, but even the Gallup poll, I mean, I guess they are a pretty right-wing company, but still they are purported to be a company that is not slanted one way or the other. But the way they ask their questions, even though they're just a statement, is still hard to answer. Because
should Republicans continue to support the state of Israel? You know? I mean, who actually fills these things out and sends them back in?
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people who agree with that. And
yeah, it's scary. They're scary folk. Yep. All right, Carolyn. Hey, thanks a lot for the comments this morning.
Thank you, John.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. Bill, Mick, Doug, everybody hang tight. I want to talk to you. John Turk filling in for David Sirota and Jay Marvin here at 7:35 in the morning. Todd Parker, traffic's got to be getting a little heavier now.
Westbounders on 36 starting to get busy. Table Mesa to Baseline. Eastbound 270 also crowded across Commerce City, starting just as you're getting off of I-25 towards Vasquez. Now, as far as the rest of the metro highways go, we're looking at a decent trip on C-470 as well as on 6th Avenue. Shouldn't run into any delays both in and out of Lakewood. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another hot one. High of about 93, currently 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000.
It's time to think outside the box. Or as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now you can buy one tree and get the second one free when you mention this ad. From maples to cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. Some exclusions apply. Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, and you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows, which is in an armored car inside a bank vault.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
And if anything seems amiss, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you. And our $1 million loss insurance.
I feel so safe, I'm going to share my Social Security number with the world.
Actually, that's a really stupid idea.
Identity management that comes with that toasty, all wrapped up in a snuggy feeling. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can attack my policies, but you don't need to tell me.
That was a couple of folks yesterday at the Pelosi visit to the Stout Street Clinic. Opponents and proponents of health care reform clashing. If you went out there, I'd love to hear from you this morning at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, fine with me this morning at 739. We got full lines, but did you get in queue at 303-713-7600? Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John. You're doing a great job,
hey,
as always.
Thanks, man. How are you today?
Really good. You ever picked up a book in the travel section of the bookstore about going to a foreign country, and in the front there's always these
the photos,
kind of advisories about, you know, health and things like that. I got hold of a travel guide to the United States written for British tourists, and under health in the front it said something like, "Whatever you do, don't get sick or hurt."
Is that right?
Yeah. And I got to thinking, isn't that, if you're really a patriotic American, doesn't that offend you? Doesn't that situation offend you? And it made me think of other questions that I would love to ask people who wrap themselves in patriotism or call themselves pro-life. I found in the CIA fact book, and you can call it up online really easy, it's a chart of life expectancy of countries around the world.
Yeah, and we're pretty down there, aren't we?
We are number 50.
Yeah.
Canada is 8th, Sweden is 10th. All these industrialized countries with universal health care are way up there. We're 50th, right above Albania. Now, if you're a patriot, doesn't that offend you? I don't understand. If
aren't we supposed to be the best country in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, we're supposed to be the shining city on a hill, and we're 50th, right above Albania in life care. How as a pro-lifer can you conscience that?
Exactly. And these pro-lifers align themselves with the conservatives who are against this reform.
Yeah. If government-run health care is such a bad idea, why is it okay for our military?
Why is it okay for our military,
yeah,
for our congresspeople, for our senators,
yeah,
government employees?
I don't see – do you see any of these Republican congressmen who are against health care reform dropping their government policies?
No, and I've not heard one of them – I've not heard a single one of them talk about a problem they've had with their own health care.
Nope.
I mean, bring me an example, okay? If you don't like what you're in, at least give me an example.
Yeah.
But I don't see it.
And I ran across something else, too, Canadian, that you'll see Fox News and everything. They tried out, they'll find a malcontent Canadian that doesn't like his health care, and he said, oh, there's the big lines. What I found out is the big lines aren't for life-threatening or necessary surgery. They're for elective surgeries.
Like?
And if you're a Canadian and you go to the United States to get your elective surgery now instead of waiting, of course you do, because the government pays for it. And that's what you don't hear on Fox News. You also don't hear the Harris Decima poll that came out in July, and this is what they don't ask these Canadians, is do you prefer your system or the American system? 82% in the latest poll still preferred the Canadian system, with all its problems that they admit, over ours. Only 11% would opt for the U.S. system.
Yeah, you know, the Denver Post ran an article, I want to say about 3-4 weeks ago.
Did I send you that?
Was that you who sent that to me, debunking the Canadian healthcare myth?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for sending that. That was a great article, and I'll try to link that on our website.
I thought you could use that for show prep someday.
Yeah, man, it was great. All right, Bill. Well, thanks for listening, man. Thanks for taking time to call.
John, I could also send you about 13 really good crow recipes.
I know. How should I eat crow today?
That's right.
Deep fried crow is my favorite.
Oh, they got crow casseroles and everything.
That's great. Send those to me, Bill.
I'll do that.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sean in Denver. Good morning, Sean. You were John Turk on AM 760.
John, how's it going?
Good. You?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call. I tried a few days ago about the bicycle issue.
Okay.
And in my view, this is just another example of how the government is incapable of managing any resources or effective way of bringing people together. I mean, you can't solve the issue of who should go on the streets, cars or bicycles, or should pedestrians or bicycles go on the sidewalk by a vote. I mean, I just picture everyone having to show up and vote, and the cars win by 60% because it was snowing that day and the bicycles couldn't get to the polls.
Right.
So I think the best way to have it solved is to sell off our roads and let private companies decide on a free market, and the market will work it all out.
I've heard that brought up before. Sell off the roads, privatize them.
Well, expect better management from them. I mean, the government doesn't have to tell the private companies how many cars to produce versus bicycles. So they get that right, and they'll probably get it right on the roads, too.
I'll have to think about that one.
Well, give it some thought. I'll send you a few good articles about road privatization.
Yeah, you can do that. Go to am760.net, click on the lineup, click on J. Marvin, then instant message at the show.
Okay.
Sean, thanks a lot, man. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there if you're riding your bike, okay?
Yep, bye.
All right. Should we privatize the roads? I don't know about that one. I mean, a lot of people say government can't run anything, but, you know, where would we be without our schools and our roads? And people don't want to pay for stuff anymore, it doesn't seem like. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doug in the Minst. What's up, Douglas?
Hey, man, I think we ought to privatize our bedrooms. That way we can pay for sex, too. You know, put a time clock or something in there, you know, a lap counter.
Right.
Damn, man. What the hell's wrong with people?
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, these simple minds.
Get out of my bedroom.
Yeah. My brother years ago said that, because he's a car salesman, he said, remember this phrase always, for every buyer, there's a seller, and for every seller, there's a sucker.
Yeah, my dad has told me that one too, Doug.
And there is a whole lot of suckers out there believing this stuff on healthcare. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. That's why we need right now more than ever a link up to a Canadian radio station so we can actually hear from these people up there just firsthand.
You know what, Doug? That's awesome. If there's anybody in Canada right now listening to us online, feel free to give us a call.
I left a message with your...
My boss?
Yeah. And I hope that she takes it to heart because we really need to hear this stuff from them. We really, really need to hear it. After watching Sicko, finally, I just got that last weekend, and oh, my God. Yeah, we're being screwed, and people are suckers to believe this garbage coming from Limbaugh and Hannity and all this. I mean,
and now they're all up in arms about this, what they're calling a snitch line, this flag at whitehouse.gov. And what it is, you know, the White House is under fire for a blog post asking supporters to send fishy information received through rumors, chain emails, and casual conversations. So if you see ads like if you see ads on TV targeting your state rep or your congressman, they want to know about it. And they think they're trying, you know, the conservatives think that the Obama administration is putting together an enemies list.
Huh.
I mean, give me a break. And they're comparing it to the NSA program.
The guy in, is it North Carolina? The congressman that was physically attacked?
Brad Miller of North Carolina, yes.
Were there any arrests?
No arrests. Here's what they say. The call to the D.C. office was Miller could lose his life over this, said his spokesman, Luann Knipe. Our staffer took it so seriously, confirmed that the guy was saying. He said, sir, is that a threat? And at that time, our staffer was getting the phone number off caller ID and turning it over to the Capitol Police. They haven't heard anything back from the police yet. But they did get the caller's number.
Boy. This guy ought to be immediately arrested, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And just publicized throughout the country to let him know that this has gone too far.
Yeah, so he's not going to hold any town hall event meetings or talk. You know, he's going to have one-on-one meetings instead about health care reform. How many people can he actually talk to when he has to do these one-on-one meetings?
Let me tell you something. This is really just still flipping me out. I talked to this guy a couple of days ago about health care, And he actually told me that if one of his family members or friends with the current health care system that they have was to get rejected, that it was the American thing to do was to just sit back and basically die because of it.
I heard it this morning, and I'll mention the name. I don't care. Tom Tancredo filling in for Peter Boyles this morning.
Well, that guy had a fruit.
Had a caller, had breast cancer on this morning. And he basically said, tough cookies, you know. People die all the time. That's what he said.
Well, you know, I'd like to get in front of his grill because I'd give him a good one because of my neighbor dying because of not health having health care.
Yep.
And getting turned down by the emergency room. Now, isn't that despicable in this country?
Yeah, it sure is. People get denied all the time coverage.
When people say we're the best and smartest and all that stuff, bull.
Yeah, my appendectomy could now be considered a previous problem,
yeah.
A pre-existing condition.
Yeah, I just don't buy it, man.
Now, like, let's say I develop like testicular cancer tomorrow or something. I go in for some care, you know.
If Chris is listening, please get us a link to a Canadian radio talk show up there. I would love dearly to hear what these people in Canada are saying about us and what they think of us as far as our health care and all that.
We'll try to put it together, Douglas. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, have a good weekend,
you
bro.
You too, bro. See you. 303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's go ahead and step aside for just a couple minutes. We got the open line at 303-713-7600. Going to take your thoughts on anything. It's Topic Free Friday. But got to step aside, talk to Michael Spear, our good friend from Presidential Brokerage. But first, Todd Parker in traffic.
A couple cars mixed it up northbound I-25 right around Alameda. Now they're off to the right shoulder, but are catching some looks, so you could find some slowing as you're trying to get downtown. Other than that, we're just seeing delays in those usual spots like westbound 36 right around Table Mesa, as well as on 270. This is on the eastbound direction across Commerce City, just as you get off I-25, making your way towards Vasquez. We do have construction crews working on 76 right around 96. There'll be some restrictions there until about 5:30. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by mowing in the evening on hot summer days and keeping your lawn equipment well maintained. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
I don't make law.
Yeah, he, this code is now in session.
As a judge, I don't make law.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Everyone knows about the government-backed incentive of up to $4,500 in the Cash for Clunker program. Well, as long as the government program lasts, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will not only give you the government and factory incentives, but we'll give you the salvage value you'll trade in as well. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet guarantees to beat our competition by $500 or more. Remember, low overhead means low prices. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Man.
She is. She puts up with me.
You married up.
We both did. I've seen your wife, too.
You're right. Yeah. If I had married anything other than a dog, I married up. But, yeah, my wife is just spectacular. The sweetheart.
For sure. Well, let's get to some serious stuff. How are stocks responding to the latest jobs report, Michael?
Well, I'll tell you, I guess I can say that this report sucked less than what we expected. I don't like to try to put spins on things, positive or negative, but when it comes to people losing their jobs, I mean, if there's one person unemployed in the most recent quarter that was employed last quarter, you know, that's clearly a negative.
Mm-hmm.
But we were expecting anywhere from 115,000 to 460,000 jobs from the analysts. That's what they were saying. The mean right in there was about, we expected in July that we would lose 370,000 jobs, John, but we lost 247,000 jobs. So that's why I say it sucked less than what was expected.
Still a ton, though.
Yeah, it's a lot. A quarter of a million people lost their job in July. But that's down from 476,000, so I don't want to put too negative a spin on it, because the only way that we can get out of this is to slowly improve. Also, the unemployment rate in June was 9.5%. Analysts were expecting it to jump to 9.7%, and in fact, it went down 0.1% to 9.4%. So, yeah, that's good news as well. So the market is certainly greeting that, I would say, modestly favorably. The Dow right now, John, is up 74. It was up 100 a little bit ago, so it's softening a little. The NASDAQ Composite, techs are up 21. The S&P is up 9.25, and the Russell, we love to call it the Marvin, is up 8.75. So, you know, that's what's going on in the markets today.
Turk bounce all the way around.
That's right. Yep, we're getting the Turkenheimer bounce.
All right. Michael, you and your team can be reached at 303-694-1600. I suggest everybody does that today. It's always great talking to you. David Schroed will be back with you on Monday, all right?
All right, man. Well, I hope I get to talk to you on the board then.
You got it, man. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Yep, you too. Hi, Stacy. Right.
You got it.
Warning, consumer alert.
Hi, attorney Michael Mack here for Credit Card Lawyers of Colorado. If you have credit card debt, I can offer you a solution much better than bankruptcy. It's called debt forgiveness. Debt forgiveness is legal, it's not bankruptcy, and you pay no upfront fees. Yes, you can wipe out your credit card debt, often in as little as 90 days, without bankruptcy. So get the word bankruptcy out of your mind. Call 800-877-5000 and get a free starter kit explaining how your credit card company, now more than ever, will work with you to actually forgive most of your debt. Call 800-877-5000 for your free starter kit. Learn how to qualify for this non-bankruptcy program. 800-877-5000, 800-877-5000, or visit creditcardlawyer.com. That's creditcardlawyer.com.
It's time to shop the authority. This week at Sports Authority, all running shoes are on sale, with prices starting as low as $39.99 on Nike and ASICS. Plus, choose from a huge selection of brands like Under Armour, Adidas, New Balance, Saucony, and more. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week while all running shoes are on sale. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
4 minutes before 8 o'clock, John Turkin for Jay Marvin and David Schroed at AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning? Let's fit one more in real quick. Mick, if I don't have enough time, I'll hold you over news, but go ahead, brother.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, sir. You?
Not too bad. Well, listen, the reason I was calling was, number one, I'm for the single payer or public option. And what I wanted to mention is that tomorrow at King Super is up in Brighton, and it's off at 285. You can probably find it in the phone book or whatever. Congressman Perlmutter is going to have a town hall meeting on health care.
Yeah, I got that information. I'll pull it up real quick, Mick, but go ahead.
Good. In essence, what we're trying to do is, you know, I'm on the labor side of things, just to get pro people up there to be able to get some balance, so to speak, because there's going to be people on the other side.
Yeah, well, that's the AFL-CIO is mobilizing people.
Yeah, and I just want to mention, I haven't read, you know, you can't read 1,000.
30 seconds, Mick, I'm sorry.
Okay. I've read the Congressional and the Senate Health Committee and Financial Office bills that are coming up. Everything that's been said about from the other side of the, you know, the aisle, so to speak, about how bad all these plans are total lies.
Mm-hmm.
Total lies. No euthanasia. You know, you can keep your health insurance if you're happy with everything that you hear from, you know, from Obama and our side is as accurate and as clear as rain.
Hey, Mick, so, I got a cruise. Do you want to hold over news? You get it all out there.
Sure, I'll hold over.
All right, hang on, buddy. Sorry about that. 758, your phone calls. Got Mike in Kansas. Hang on. I want to talk to all you, Ruth and Westminster. Everybody just hang tight. I'll get to you. Open phones, open topics, 303-713-7600.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
KZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Economists say it's a hopeful sign. Unemployment actually fell in July, down to 9.4% from 9.5% in June. And the number of jobs cut from business payrolls fell to 247,000. Labor economist Ellen Zentner says the end of the skid could come sooner than expected.
We are running on unbelievably lean payrolls. And so there is a chance that we could cut that jobless recovery time shorter.
But double-digit unemployment may be baked into the cake.
We still expect it to peak out around 10% at the end of this year, beginning of 2010.
Career Builders Michael Irwin says about half the workers laid off in the past 3 months have landed on their feet, but not always in the same job.
38% of the workers we talked to said that they have found jobs in a new field, and the majority of them say that they actually enjoy it.
CBS's Cynthia Bowers has the other side of the coin.
People out looking for jobs are feeling pretty discouraged because a lot of the jobs that they've been able to make really good money in over the years are going away. You know, and the feeling is that those jobs may not come back.
The government is out with new swine flu guidelines. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Just announced new advice on what schools should do. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
Ill students and staff should be separated and given protective gear such as a mask until they can leave a school. Hand washing and coughing etiquette are essential.
If a few kids have H1N1, schools generally should remain open. It'll be up to local districts to make final decisions. Teachers are being told to prepare alternate ways to educate missing students, such as through the Internet. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In Columbus, Ohio, family members were beside themselves when Derris Lewis was allowed to walk out of jail more than a year after he was accused of murdering his twin brother. Prosecutors decided to drop the case after new tests cast doubt on a palm print that had been a key piece of evidence against him.
I'm just very happy and elated right now.
Lewis says no one can understand the pain he's had to deal with. President Obama has just signed an extension of cash for clunkers. CBS's Jeff Gilbert tells us the program has been a godsend for car dealers.
Get inside over there. You can see some of these things. They're just unbelievable.
Dealer Tony Viviano has a back lot full of rusty pickups and musty vans and a showroom full of customers. While there's concern about the staying power of cash for clunkers, he doesn't see interest waning.
When does it end? I don't know. The pent-up demand. Every time I open the door in the morning, there's more people.
Viviano says as inventory shrink, the sales manager at his Sterling Heights Dodge has been very creative about finding new vehicles for customers.
A CIA airstrike has killed Pakistan's top Taliban leader. CBS foreign affairs analyst Jerry Van Dyke calls his death a significant victory.
This shows that the war in Afghanistan and along the tribal areas in Pakistan has clearly been ratcheted up under the Obama administration.
The Dow is up 79 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A young boy is fighting for his life this morning after being hit by a teenage driver last night.
It's a crosswalk where a 7-year-old boy was riding his bike along with his mother and his sister when a vehicle, apparently according to witnesses, failed to yield flashing pedestrian lights and hit the whole group of cyclists.
Boulder PD's Sarah Huntley says 7-year-old Hayden Zadow was airlifted to Children's Hospital in Denver. He suffered neck and injuries, but doctors think he'll survive. Police say the 17-year-old driver apparently was eating his lunch while driving. He's expected to face charges. The housing slump is changing the way Habitat for Humanity tries to help people. The charity's Greeley chapter says over the next year, instead of building new homes, it'll refurbish 4 homes picked up in foreclosures. In sports, the Rockies lost yesterday to the Phillies. They're back at home tonight against the Cubs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than a minor accident, northbound I-25 right around Alameda, it's been a quiet ride as you're making your way around the metro. Now that one's off to the shoulder, could catch some looks. Where we are seeing some heavy pockets or westbounders on 36, you're feeling it right around Sheridan, then again at Table Mesa. Eastbound 270, also a little bit crowded as you're making your way across Commerce City. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect another hot day with a high of about 93, currently 68. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you still get a lot for a little? Colorado Rockies baseball. Check out the Coca-Cola Value Pack available on August 11th for the game against the Pirates. For only $49, you get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Cokes, parking, and more. Go to ColoradoRockies.com now for your tickets.
You want pain relief that's fast? You want pain relief that's...
You are used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
And forget about your pain and get back to your day. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Tough, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Almost forgot, lucky Christy Harvey's awake in Alaska, so we're going to get her on the phone here in a couple minutes. But I was talking to Mick here before the news break. Mick, go ahead and finish up before we get to Christy Harvey. And Mike, Ruth, and Mick, Arthur, I ask you to hang on just a couple minutes for me. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Mick.
Okay, John, I'll make it quick here. I wonder what this young man that got hit by the car is going to be faced with in terms of his family's health insurance, being that he's going to the hospital. I wonder what travails he's going to have. And here's the thing, John. My mom pays $498 a month for medication that she can get up in Canada for $67. What is wrong with the picture here in today's America, where someone who worked 40 years of her life, did everything she needed to do and all that, and her health insurance is shot up by triple digits over the last 10 years. It's not right.
It is.
It's not right. Scan these bills, because anything that you hear, these bullet points, just go and see what is said about the bullet points as opposed to what's in the bills and everything, and you'll find out that it's nothing but a pack of lies from these ultra conservatives
these know-nothing people that just want to basically bring the country down to a level of a third, of a banana republic, third world country. That's all I got to say, John. You have a good weekend, my man.
You too, Mick. Thanks a lot, brother. 303-713-7600. Now's the time we talk to our good friend, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She serves as the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center, also as the editor of Mic Check, which is a preparation service for radio producers and talk show hosts. It provides a progressive take on news, politics, and the world of entertainment. It's got everything in there. Christy's also the co-founder and formerly served as co-editor of CAF's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us today. Sorry, I forgot yesterday. It's been a rough week for me. My brain's not there.
I think it's been a rough week for everybody. There's just been so much going on and lots of angles to all of it.
Yeah, there is. And I want to get your take on this, man. John Hughes died at 59 years old. That's a super bummer, isn't it?
You know, we talked when Michael Jackson died about how much people were in mourning. I am sadder about John Hughes and Farrah Fawcett put together. I think there needs to be some big media circus, 7-day-long mourning period for John Hughes.
I agree. Because, you know, Sirota is not here today. He's at a wedding in Kennebunkport, Maine, and he sends me a text yesterday. He's all about the 80s. You know, he's writing a book about it. He's like, Turk, Hughes is dead. We got to do a memorial show on Monday. So we're going to do one here on Monday.
I am so in, and it has to have all the music, too.
Yeah, of course.
Because it wasn't just that John Hughes was iconic with his movies. I swear, Pretty in Pink is the first CD I ever saw.
Is that right?
The soundtrack to Pretty in Pink was so ubiquitous in my high school.
I love that movie. I think that might be my favorite John Hughes movie. Was he involved in Weird Science?
He was.
Okay. Maybe that's my favorite. I don't know. There's just so many. Like, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I mean, these are like, if I took my top 10 list of favorite comedies.
Right.
I think at least five of them would be John Hughes films.
Oh, absolutely. And not only did we watch them, those are the ones we all told our parents we were watching when we were doing bad stuff, too. So it's like they're just so linked into, you know, high school experience for me.
It really is. I mean, I'm 34. I'm a product of the 80s, for sure. And so, you know, I was a little bummed out when I saw that news yesterday, and I just thought I'd bring it up with you because I know you got to be a fan as well.
You know, it's really sad, and I think that it's a deeper kind of sad than just your regular celebrity passing. Because he was so, you know,
iconic.
Tied into who we all are, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. What is some of the other news that's flying under the radar, Christy, on miccheckradio.org this morning?
I got a little one that's important, but it's kind of sad. Do you mind if I bring you down for a sec?
No, please.
The new numbers just came out about food stamps. And we set a horrible new record in May. It turns out that 1 out of every 9 Americans today is on food stamps.
Is that right?
1 out of every 9. That's 34 million total.
That's pretty sad.
And it's pretty sad. There's two parts to this. Number one, it's really that, the whole recession and economic downturn is so much worse than the economists actually thought it was going to be. You know, everyone sort of thought it was here, and it turned out to be, you know, 6 levels of steps down here instead. And the other is, I haven't seen the new job numbers, but I know they're not supposed to be very great today.
They're not as bad as they expected, 247,000 job losses in July.
Okay.
They're expecting about 360, so it's bad, but it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be.
And that's actually good.
Uh-huh.
That shows that we are. That isn't as bad as it should be. It's good. It shows that we're back on the upswing.
Yeah, maybe we're starting to come out of this recession a little bit.
It is, and there were all these economic indicators last week where, you know, the stock market was back up and housing purchases were back up and this and that, and they said the very last piece of the crack the whip that cracks is jobs, because even when businesses start to do well, they still are all usually a little bit nervous about going out and hiring a bunch of new people,
mm-hmm.
And so the job thing is the last little bit to be fixed. And even President Obama, with all the stuff that he did with the stimulus package, said the real job creation is not going to happen until 2010. Don't even look for it in 2009.
Right. The only place where I'm seeing job creation is in construction right now. I don't know what it's like in D.C., but here in Colorado, it's like roads are being fixed up at an unbelievable rate. Everywhere you go, there's construction going on. It seems like, and they have the signs up on the road, you know, the Recovery Act, and this is due to that, and so it seems like the only jobs being created so far here in Colorado is like road construction.
Right. Right, right. And I think around the country, you know, there's that, and I think there have been a few new hires within the auto industry thanks to the cash for clunkers, because everybody wants, you know, a specific couple kind of cars. But it still just shows that we still need to probably be very mindful of our food banks and to give a helping hand to some people, because they're going to struggle probably for the next few months still.
And the number of homeless families is increasing as well, and that's got to be a big red flag.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, we could all sit around and wait for the government to do it, but I'm also a big fan of everybody getting out there and, you know, bring a few cans of soup over to the soup kitchen and take a little bit of responsibility ourselves.
Maybe that's something everybody should do this weekend. Take some canned goods or boxed goods to your local charity and try to help out somebody who doesn't have the food to, you know, feed their family.
Exactly.
Christy, what do you think about this whole birther conspiracy that's going on?
Oh, it's so annoying.
Isn't it?
So annoying. It's so silly, but you know what? I keep kind of conflating it or putting it together with all of those crazy town halls, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that what it is part of a larger, angrier, crazier, ruder movement among the fringe groups of the GOP that sort of were brought awake in some of the later town hall meetings, you know, during the Palin-McCain days,
yep.
People were so angry, and they tapped into something there. And I think that there's a lot of, you know, Republican people who are very frustrated and angry with how their lives turned out, but they don't want to blame the party after the Bush years.
Right. Yeah, they forgot about the last 8 years.
Well, or that there's a lot of, especially, I think, working-class Republicans that we keep seeing popping up these town hall meetings who are struggling economically, they've lost their jobs, they don't have good health care, but they can't quite say, and it's because of the political party that I've been supporting so strongly. And so they're just angry, and they're looking for release, but these town hall meetings are what are freaking me out.
Yeah, they are. And it seems like they are just put together for disruption, not any kind of a grassroots-type effort.
Oh, they're corporate-sponsored.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen cases of the insurance companies busing people in, and there's a memo that says how to, like, cause the most chaos without actually saying anything, and it's really nasty.
Yeah, well, we got this
movement too is the same sort of thing, though, don't you think?
Yeah, sure was. And we got this clip of one of the protesters. Yes, Nancy Pelosi was here in Colorado yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Can we pull that up, Erica? The angry Pelosi comment here. And when I get it queued up, Christy, I want you to listen to this. And this is what was going on downtown yesterday at the Stout Street Clinic.
Pelosi, I want your health care so that I can get a facelift, too.
What do you think of that?
See, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. There was one, the worst one, I thought, was also, did you hear Chris Dodd?
No, I haven't heard Dodd yet. What did he say?
He was at one of his town hall meetings, and angry protesters started yelling that he should cure his prostate cancer with a handful of painkillers and wash it down with whiskey.
Is that right?
And basically take a suicide cocktail, because they're going to euthanize him under the new health care anyway. So it's this weird mix of, like,
it's just anger. And you look at my wife sent me this YouTube clip this morning of Glenn Beck going off about the Cash for Clunkers program.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that it is a way for for the Obama administration to get into your computer, to gain access to your computer.
They're kind of in anyway, because if they're needing to be in, because we all signed up for their press releases months ago.
Right. If they want into your computer, they can get there. They don't need the Cash for Clunkers program to get your email address and access to your computer.
Well, and didn't the Bush administration start the warrantless wiretaps that could get into our computers in the first place?
Yeah, they compared it to that. They're like, oh, you know, they complained about us looking for terrorists, but now, you know, they have this, the Obama administration has this snitch line where they're trying to get people to call in if they see, you know, opponents of health care reform debate and nasty stuff going on. The White House wants to know about it, and they think that the Obama administration is compiling a enemies list.
That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard, and I've heard a lot of ridiculous stuff. Like, a lot.
I know. It is completely ridiculous. Go ahead.
Well, the thing that the Obama administration has asked people to do is there's all these really nasty email forwards going around about, and they're just lies about what the healthcare program would do. And so the Obama administration said, if you see one, send it into us, and we'll, you know, give you the very specific tools.
We'll refute it.
That.
Yeah. I mean, they're not.
And the right's like, First Amendment rights, blah, blah, blah.
I think the NSA program was way more damning than this thing.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, Christy, we think the world of you, and thank you so much for coming on with me this morning. I hope. What are you up to this weekend? Anything fun?
I think I have a lot of work to do this weekend, unfortunately, with all the craziness. But hopefully I'm trying to get to the movies. I haven't been to the movies in ages.
No, I want to see that movie about John Dillinger that's out.
That's what we're going to see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet, and none of the other good ones we want to see are out up here yet.
Yeah, that's the only one out there that I really have any interest in seeing. My wife went and took the kids to see the new Ice Age movie last night, said it was hilarious.
I heard it's the best one of the three.
Is that right? Yeah, there's a baby in this one.
So, well, everybody loves babies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Christy, everybody can check out your work at micheckradio.org or americanprogress.org is another place to go for information. We always appreciate
follow us on Twitter. We're hanging out with people in real time on Twitter these days.
That's right.
Mike Check Radio.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Christy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. I got Dorothy and David hanging on. Thanks for your patience, everybody. Mike, if you're still there in Kansas, call me back. I'll get you up first. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning, fine by me. We're in Topic Free Friday. We've been talking a lot about this Pelosi visit, the town hall protests, White House advising Dems on healthcare protests. They're going to be out in August talking to constituents. What are you going to tell your congressperson or state rep where you stand on healthcare reform? 303-713-7600. Also got a couple other stories I can throw out and you can chew on. It's 8:19 in the morning. Todd Parker, what's traffic looking like?
Watch out for an accident. This is westbound I-70 right around Brighton Boulevard.
All this summer rain has certainly been great for the shrubs at Creekside Tree Nursery, but now their shrubs are sprouting shrubs, making Creekside Tree Nursery overstocked. That's right, Creekside Tree Nursery is in need of inventory reduction, and right now you can buy two shrubs and get the third one free, plus get 30% off 6 to 12 foot pinions. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Attention Boulder County residents. How would you like to go solar now with no money down and one low annual payment? Take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar now. Learn how Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar power system by up to 60%? You could save as much as $40,000. Join Independent Power Systems August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center to learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this Climate Smart event Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. at the Erie Community Center. Go to solarips.com/climatesmart to RSVP today, or call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115, or go to solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
The Home Depot has a special buy on 18-gallon storage totes, just $3.44 each. That's a whole lot of organization for not a lot of cash. Reclaim your junk drawers, find a new home for the off-season clothes, or make quick work of all that stuff in your garage. It's all doable thanks to the 18-gallon storage totes you picked up for just $3.44 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I don't make law.
Yeah, he, this code is now in session.
There's a charge. I don't make law.
Yeah, he,
the highest judicial body in the United States. For life.
I like you.
Sonia Sotomayor.
I don't think so.
Confirmed. AM 760. Colorado's progressive talk. And AM760.net.
You will join the Supreme Court.
I don't think so.
823. Nice choice, Erica. Man. Breakfast Club. Love that movie. I think they're coming out with a TV series that's kind of based loosely around The Breakfast Club. I saw something about that this week, matter of fact. Erica, you know what I'm talking about? Is there some new TV series?
ABC Family has been doing that lately. They came out with a TV version of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Right.
And I haven't heard anything about The Breakfast Club, but that kind of makes me sad.
Yeah, no, I love that song, man.
Movie, you know,
when Judd Nelson is walking across the football field at the end of the yeah, with the arm up and that song's yeah. playing. God, love that. Love Weird Science. Love 16 Candles. National Lampoon's Vacation. Gonna miss John Hughes.
I think that's what I'm gonna do this afternoon is just go home and watch John Hughes movies.
Yeah, you know
afternoon.
What? I'm sure all the networks yeah. are running John Hughes films, so it may be a day where I see a lot of Anthony Michael Hall. All right. 303-713-7600. Mike has been driving through Kansas in and out. Hey, thanks a lot for your patience, brother. Mike.
Yeah. Hey, okay.
You're right. On the radio, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Where are you at in Kansas?
Well, 83 miles from Denver.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No, I have a little trucking company that I started myself. I used to work for the Union Pacific Railroad as locomotive engineer, and I got hurt, so I lost my health care. I'm married, you know, we started over. My wife never had to work. She went to work, went to school, actually went to work as a nurse practitioner, nurse's assistant, nurse's aide.
Mm-hmm.
Worked her way through school, became an LPN, worked as an LPN, worked her way through school, came an RN. We now have health care. She's going to school now to be a nurse practitioner while working as an RN in the emergency room.
Okay.
You know, we didn't ask for anybody to buy us health care. And, you know, we had to get on food stamps for a little while. But as soon as we could, we got off food stamps. You know, we went to work and we provide for ourselves.
I don't think anybody wants to be on food stamps, Mike.
I didn't want to be on them either. What I'm saying is that in this country, and I voted for Bill Clinton. I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Hope, Arkansas, three blocks from where the house that Bill Clinton was born in, which actually we tore down. Who knew? You know?
Right.
And then they want, you know, $4 million to rebuild it. But anyway.
Seems like a waste of money, right?
Well, yeah. And, it, you know, about the nicest house in Hope at that time, you know, was $40,000. But we were going to spend $4 million to rebuild here.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm a big fan of Bill Clinton. Wish we had him back because, you know, I'm really not satisfied with Obama. And
you would have preferred the Bill Clinton mold or the Hillary mold, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'd have preferred between the two druthers, I'd rather had Hillary than Obama.
Is that right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's not that I'm prejudiced. I don't nobody say I'm prejudiced.
Right. I won't say that.
You know, my sister is married to an African-American. I like him better than I do her.
Okay.
We get along, you know. And
Well, Mike, your story is, you know, and you see it's a lot. I had a call earlier in the 7 o'clock hour saying they were 45 and had to go through a career change. And you and your wife both had to do this. I don't know. How old are you, Mike, if I can ask?
I'm 41.
You're 41. So you got people in their 40s and 50s having to go through career changes right now.
But I did all this under, well, I got hurt in 2001.
Right.
March 25th, 2001.
Were you hurt on the job, Mike?
Yes, I was hurt on the job. I got a small settlement from the railroad.
Oh, man, I'm losing you. Mike, I'm going to throw you on hold for 1 second. Erica, if you want to see if he's still there, if we got him, I'm going to try you one more time. Mike, are you with me still? Okay, go ahead.
with the fact that I couldn't go back to work because I had a herniated disc in my low back, a torn disc in my neck. You know, I tried to get on the disability, my railroad disability, which I fully vested in, but they told me, well, you know, you're too young. We're not going to pay you for that many
really?
Years. Yeah, because I was only 32 when I got hurt.
Wow.
We're not going to pay you for that many years.
See, right there, I mean, that shows me that the healthcare system is broke.
Well, yes.
I mean, you were hurt on the job. And then you basically couldn't work, so you were let go, and then they wouldn't give you your disability.
Right, but that was through the Railroad Retirement Board. I mean, you know, and I can't get Medicaid, naturally, because I can't get the Railroad Retirement.
Right.
So I worked. I took the last $20,000 we had, and I went and borrowed a little money, and I started a construction
trucking company.
Trucking company. I drive a hot shot for the oil field, which is about to go down under this new president who doesn't like oil and gas, which, you know, I personally believe global warming is complete false. It's the same thing he told me when I was young that we were going to have an ice age. I don't see the ice yet. 30 years ago when I was in school, you know, they told me, well, we're going to have an ice age. It's, you know, the polar ice caps are growing, slipping back in. And we need to do something about it.
Well, now, I don't know if you want to call it global warming or global cooling, but there's definitely some global change going on. It's climate change.
Well, I don't call it climate change. I call it the fact that the good Lord knows that the earth needs to heat and cool. That's the natural selection of things. Even Darwin would say that, because if one species is allowed to grow too long, then it takes over another species. You know, so you have to have the heating and cooling of the earth. But all of this seems to me to be a taxation that we can't afford. We can't possibly pay this many taxes. So we're buying, or actually other countries are buying our country, and our children and our children's children are going to be enslaved to these other countries trying to pay off this tax debt. Now, I'm all for everyone, you know, my wife, our first son was born at LSU Hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana. We weren't denied health care. We weren't denied treatment there. I mean, if you don't have health care, my wife treats people as a clinic there in the emergency room every day.
Yeah.
People come in. You're not denied health care.
No, people are not denied health care. But then it's a huge burden on people that do have health care.
It is a huge burden on people who do have health care, but what is the trillions of dollars going to be that we can't pay back?
Hey, I'd rather pay trillions of dollars to help everybody with health care instead of going to Iraq for a false war that we were lied into and that we thought maybe we might get cheaper oil prices, but that hasn't even happened yet.
Well, no, I never bought into the Iraqi theory either. We shouldn't have went there, but when we went there, we couldn't walk out of there. I mean, once you've disturbed an entire government,
got to admit that the fact that we've wasted.
Oh yeah.
What are they going to say? It's going to be a $3 trillion war, $3 to $5 trillion war.
It'll probably be more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't worth going to at because. Well,
yeah, but would you be more willing to pay for health care than you would for a false war? Just answer that question, yes or no.
Yes, I would be more willing to pay for health care, but at this point in time, we've already went down that road and we can't afford it. We need to pay for this stuff as we go, or as a country, we can't continue to exist. We can't continue this rate. Our dollar will be just like Mexico's is. You know, when I've been to Mexico, they'd rather have our currency than their own currency because, you know, ours is worth more. But if we continue down this road and we're borrowing money against, and we're even buying our own debt, that is the same thing, in my opinion. I don't know if I haven't heard this, but what they used to call kiting a check, where you write a check at this bank and go deposit it in that bank so that it'll cover a check you've already written, and hopefully you can write a check off that bank, go put it in the other bank before that one hits. Which is illegal.
Right.
So how is it legal for us to do the same thing by borrowing money and then printing money to pay back the money we...
Well, I just think they're looking for any solution right now to the problem. But, man, Mike, listen, I got to run and catch another phone call, but I appreciate your time this morning.
Right,
and, hey, man, kudos to you for making a career change in your 40s and your wife getting out there and getting to work. And it looks like she's moving through the medical field pretty quickly. So good luck to both of you, okay?
But there is education out there for people who don't have health care. It's a long road. But, you know, when we come to this country, they crossed it in a covered wagon. So don't tell me it can't be done.
All right. Mike, thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it. Any response to that phone caller? 303-713-7600. He brought up many issues. He's all over the map. And he says he's a Dem. You know, doesn't like what's going on right now. It sounds like he's been put a lot of the fear tactics have kind of settled in there. 303-713-7600. Let me catch one more before the break. Dorothy in Wheat Ridge, been hanging the longest. Bertha and David, hang on. I will come to you. Thanks for your patience. Good morning, Dorothy.
Morning. How you be?
I be good.
Good.
How you be?
Wonderful, sun shining, and I'm upright.
Yeah, it's supposed to be upright and breathing.
Yeah. I am getting so tired of we can't pay for this, we can't do that. And I spent 20 years in Canada, but in the late 80s, I went to visit a granny in England. And she was a widow by that time, living in a little row house. She'd worked all her life and paid taxes. They put windows in her little house for free. She had a card. She could travel anywhere in Britain she wanted to for free on the buses and the trains. They also have a system where anyone that lives in the Commonwealth, like India, places like that, can go to Britain and get their medical free, have their babies free. How can they afford to do all this and we can't even look after our own?
Why did Farrah Fawcett fly to Germany for cancer care?
Yeah.
You know, things are so great here.
We can't afford what we need to do, but we can afford all this other...
And all this other garbage.
We've been fed so
like, you know, they want to put billions of dollars into building a wall in Mexico, on the Mexico border. We want to spend trillions of dollars in Iraq.
Yeah.
How much money was spent in that bunk NSA program under Alberto Gonzalez?
Really? And I retired from a hospital in this town, and I never saw such waste.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of wasteful, and there's wasteful spending in hospitals, too.
And that was a nonprofit. We went out to break one day. The dumpster was half full of brand new sheets.
Yeah.
The package.
Yeah, I hear about that all the time. Products at hospitals being thrown away, food.
Yeah. And people get fired if they take the food home from the cafeteria.
Yeah.
I mean, they could give it to employees, someone.
Or, you know, go give it to a charity or a homeless shelter.
Or orphanages or whatever, you know.
Now, there's a lot of wasteful spending out there. And, you know, our earlier caller, Mike, doesn't want us to pay for anything. He says he's already paid for it. And it didn't sound like him and his, it didn't sound like he had any kids. He didn't bring it up anyway.
Well, I think if we can't give everyone health care in this country, our politicians shouldn't have any either.
I agree 100%.
And take it away and see how they like it.
Dorothy, awesome comment. Thanks for waiting for
me. Thank you.
All right, have a great weekend. David, Bertha, Jeff, hang on. I'll come to you guys next. But first, I am a little late for a break, so let's get in the middle of Friday morning rush hour. Traffic's usually a little bit lighter, but let's see what Todd Parker has to say about it.
Southbound 225, pretty slow after you make that Parker curve up towards I-25. Speeds are going to drop into the teams and pockets through there. We're also seeing some slowing on 270 as well as westbound 36. There's a crash, I-70 right around Brighton Boulevard. Could kind of hang you things up. Off those main roads, got an accident, 38th and Wadsworth. Hopefully that one will be out of your way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot day today with partly cloudy skies, a high of around 93 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently already 74. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers know your vehicle best and have the right tools for any job. During the month of August, take advantage of some great service specials and help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. Toyota, the smart choice.
I understand the passion, brother.
Mario Solis Maris.
He was fiery and excitable.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath.
Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $4.99. per eye, and they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call ICON. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call ICON, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Everyone knows about the government-backed incentive of up to $4,500 in the Cash for Clunker program. Well, as long as the government program lasts, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will not only give you the government and factory incentives, but we'll give you the salvage value you'll trade in as well. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet guarantees to beat our competition by $500 or more. Remember, low overhead means low prices. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale. Robert Kiyosaki will not appear at this event.
Stay tuned for information on an exclusive free workshop.
School prepared you to work for someone else's business, but who can prepare you to start or grow your own business? Rich Dad Education has designed an essential free workshop for anyone who has even thought about starting or growing their business. Based on the teachings of Robert Kiyosaki, entrepreneur and best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you'll discover the secrets of successful entrepreneurs, the hidden advantages of business ownership, how to raise capital and best structure for your business, and the financial benefits of having others work for you. Why spend your life making someone else rich? You can learn to take control of your life and your finances and start living your dream.
To register for this free event coming to the Denver area only today and Thursday, call 1-800-897-8012. That's 1-800-897-8012. Or visit us online at richdadworkshop.com and you'll get a free gift when you attend, an audio CD of the power of owning your own corporation. Call now. 1-800-897-8012.
Beat the heat this summer when you win $5,000 instantly. Cash Scratch Fever is happening now at the Lodge in Gilpin Casinos. Come play the hottest promotion in town for a chance to win $5,000 instantly, plus a shot at the $25,000 grand prize. Receive a scratch ticket every day you earn 250 points on your Lodge and Gilpin Winners Club card. Cash drawings also held every Friday at the Lodge and Saturday at the Gilpin. See you soon.
19 minutes before 9 o'clock. John Turk in for David Sirota and Jay Marvin. Dave will be back on Monday. Taking your phone calls. Thanks for your patience, everybody. Let's go to David in Boulder. Open topics, topic free Friday. David, what's on your mind, sir?
How you doing, John?
Good, you?
Pretty good. I have a couple of thoughts. First is a question. Were the bicycle riders riding their bicycles?
Are you talking about this crash in Boulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on their bikes. They weren't just walking them across the street.
Okay, that should be the end of any culpability except on the part of the parents of the child, because it's not legal to ride through a crosswalk. And second of all, I've had a real...
Is that right? I don't know if that's right, David.
I think it is. I think that it's a pedestrian.
I don't think that's right. No, I've seen bikes cross crosswalks.
It doesn't mean it's legal. And the other one is that I call them traffic preemption devices because all over Boulder we have these stroboscope yellow signs that start blinking when somebody presses a button.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that we have a couple that are faulty here in Boulder that blink whenever a car pulls up at the intersection, and people get used to them blinking all the time, and there's no
nothing there impeding
no
traffic.
No pedestrians at all. Nobody ever pressed the button. And so they become kind of like the boy who cried wolf, and people look at them blinking, and they look, give a cursory look and go, well, I don't see any pedestrians. And then third of all, because Boulder is Boulder, they put these plantings in where you can't see right at the edge of the sidewalk. They have cypresses and all kinds of nice plants up there. And on a rainy day, it's impossible. It's like, where's Waldo? You can't tell what you're looking at because it's so complex.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to make a safe environment for pedestrians to walk across, it should be clear and unobstructed views, but they're not here predominantly. And up on the hill...
Now, I deal with the same problem where I live in Highlands Ranch. There's a lot of these crosswalks, and some of them... You know, you can't tell if a biker's coming through them. You definitely won't see them because they're coming out of trees and just going straight onto a road.
And pedestrians now are making assumptions that when they press that button, they can step out in the street. They're not even looking often. And as a result, the responsibility of the pedestrian to use judicious caution is completely removed. And I'm seeing people just assume that because they press that button, they can step out in the street. And people get rear-ended because you have to make sudden stops. And that there's actually laws on the books against causing undue hazards in traffic as a pedestrian. So this is, in our efforts to protect people, we make the situation worse.
And yeah, like these new laws that went into effect yesterday, I think that it's just going to escalate the animosity between bicyclists and motorists.
What new law is that?
That you have to give bicyclists 3 feet on each side.
Well, that's impossible. For example, Broadway.
Right. Well, that's a new law.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Isn't it?
I always try to give bicyclists a wide berth. I have no animosity because they're in a great deal of danger.
Yeah, they sure are. And they're trying to green up the economy, and they're trying to get healthy, which I'm all for as well.
And then on a second topic that as relates to right-wing radio and so on, because my clock radio doesn't receive AM 760, in the morning, I wake up to right-wing radio. And coming out of sleep, it's kind of like you're open to suggestion or something like that. But I had the uncanny feeling I was listening to Tokyo Rose one time, and I thought, these guys are like paid traders. And I know that there are rules on the books at a federal level having to do with propaganda. And I watch so little television that Fox in particular has a really strong effect on me, and I see it for what it is. And I just wonder about I wonder why, in a way, the Democratic side of things doesn't really step up and get a little bit more fire in their belly to fight what are essentially traitors who are more interested in the money than they are interested in the country.
Yeah, you just don't. There's not as many voices out there, progressive voices or liberal voices. And everybody talks about the liberal media, which is just a bunk argument. It's not true. It's totally
true. I mean, most of the media are owned by right-wing big money.
Exactly.
And you know, it's interesting.
Well, you got people like Randy Rhodes that are pretty active out there and, you know, and pretty vocal and sometimes I think a little irate. But she will sometimes get on their level. And there are people that will get on their level, like Keith Olbermann.
Well, you know, I agree. And they need more saturation, but that's, you know, that's marketplace
yep,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really know if that can happen. But my landlord is 82 years old, and I cook for him every Wednesday. And he watches Fox incessantly. He was a freedom rider. He's recently been put in a book of people that helped gain civil rights for people in the 50s. He was a university teacher, and he was blacklisted for 35 years. Yet at the same time, he has turned so far right now that he's bordering on being a racist, and he's horribly angry, and I try to tell him that he's being lied to and that the point is to make him angry. And he
that's what they're trying to do. They're fear-mongering.
It's really a terrible thing, and I sit with his friends, and they're all senior citizens, and if you try to bring up quietly just the facts, because I've made an effort over the last 10 years to read heavily into politics and economics and history, and the facts make them angry. They think they're lies. They've been so thoroughly brainwashed.
I got the prime example this morning, David. I had my wife forward me a video that's being circulated among conservatives, a member of our family, forwarded this on to my wife. And it is a YouTube video of Glenn Beck saying Casper Clunkers is a government scam to gain access to your computer.
They have access to your computer.
Exactly. But they weren't up in arms when Alberto Gonzalez and George Bush and Dick Cheney wanted to listen in on your phone calls thinking that we might have some domestic terrorists.
Yes. It's very strange. It's as though they know there were bad guys in the past, but they don't think there are any bad guys now.
Right.
And the only bad guys are liberals.
David, great call, man.
Hey, keep up the good work.
And just so you know, I just got this email from a listener, Jen. It's she lives in Boulder, I believe. Whereas I hate the behavior of most people on bikes, riding a bike is legal in Boulder.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's just up to the cities. All right, brother. Hey, man, have a great weekend. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bertha in Aurora. Jeff, you're next. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you. Hey, Bertha.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Okay. Real quick, I actually looked it up real quick, and it looks like the statute on it is illegal to ride through the crosswalk.
Yeah.
General, but it can vary by local ordinance, and that's probably where a lot of people get confused because there'd be one place where it's not legal, and
yeah,
then it applies to
it's like
state.
You can't ride your bike on sidewalks in Denver, but you can in, you know, like maybe Highlands Ranch or Parker.
Yeah, so that's part
of it. Yeah, and people just don't know their you know, municipality laws. You know, people don't know what the law is if you go from Littleton to Denver.
Yeah, so that's part of it.
Thank you, Bertha.
Sure. But the main thing I called about was earlier I had a caller about privatizing the roads and such, and the part of this is a huge myth that private companies are always more efficient than the government. The government can't do anything, which is just total bunkum. Any enterprise or project, something involving humans, is subject to being screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, with government, because it's public, because most people will encounter some variety of it in some time, because it is subject to public scrutiny, the screw-ups of the government get known. Private companies can keep their screw-ups private. When a private company screws up and gets sued, what's part of any agreement, settlement that's made? A gag order.
Mm-hmm.
People can't talk about what happened, what the company did wrong. Companies, like you said, the other person at the hospital and the finding waste in the trash can,
mm-hmm.
that happens all the time.
All the time.
And, you know, I'm an MBA. I'm a manager person. I see where it happens. So private companies screw up all the time. And you turn things over to private, you're not necessarily going to get a better deal, but you're just going to have less control. Can you imagine if the roads are all bid out and they were different? Again, you have this – when you went through an intersection, if the east-west road was one company, north-south
yeah.
road was one company, what would happen if there was some accident or incident or there's a pothole? Each company is blaming the other company for the pothole and it'll never get fixed. If the one company all of a sudden goes out of business, the CEO shuts the doors and runs off to Caymans. And does that road get closed because there's no company operating it now? So suddenly you can't get to work? I mean,
yeah, you know, you brought up some great points and that make me say no to privatizing the roads.
I mean, it's just, yeah, and you know, how would you pay it? You have to pay them something, so how would you pay it? If you're still paying through taxes, then might as well be government run.
Everything would be a toll road. Tolls. You'd be paying different tolls every time you came up on a different intersection.
That's right. You'd be getting $5 a year every month from different toll companies to pay. I mean, it just, it's ridiculous. And then the other person, I want to add this, who spoke earlier about his situation. The problem is, one of the problems people are having now is they are believing that their story has to be your story. Whatever went on in their life is how you should or have to live your life, too. So if, you go through a few hard times, but then you get back on your feet and you get your health insurance, then obviously you can do the same thing. That must be what will happen to you. But that's not what happens to everybody. People go through hard times, and then, they get back on feet and get another job. But there's no guarantee.
Yeah, it sounded like this gentleman had, you know, some back injuries, but he's able to drive a truck still.
Yeah.
Some people are hurt on the job where they can't work anymore, period.
That's right. Or what they were trained for, what they did get an education for, they can't do anymore because of the type of injury they had.
And let me correct something. That caller Mike did have, he did mention to me that he had a son born in a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
So I misspoke there. But, his phone call, you know, he's all over the map.
But that's what a lot of people have. It's like whatever happened to me is what must happen to you. I have an education. I have an MBA. But right now my company is a small company, and they're very progressive. So they're paying my premium, my health insurance premium, which just went up 40% to $600 a
month. It's ridiculous.
This year. because of...
Yeah, they're ranging anywhere from 20 to 40% increases on premiums this year.
Because of that pre-existing condition that I have, if something happens to this company and I have to go out and I can't get a job right away and I'm on COBRA, I'm going to have to come up with $600 a month at least. My experience before with COBRA was it was more than the company was paying. And I will have to come up, which is almost my mortgage, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like... Even if I get it, and I can get another job, but again, there's no guarantee the other job I'm going to get will pay my health insurance.
Great call, Bertha.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for hitting on all those subjects. You were awesome. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, fine by me. It's 853. I got Jeff hanging on. Wants to respond to the caller that made sense. That would be Mike in Lakewood. So, Jeff, hang on, you're next. Also going to get Dave and Blaine in here. 303-713-7600. 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. Now we got Todd Parker in traffic.
I-70 over that elevated stretch could be a little bit busy with an accident being reported right around Brighton Boulevard. Southbound 225 still slow on the approach to DTC. Same deal for westbounders on 36. Heavy in pockets as you're trying to get to Boulder. We've got a bunch of surface street accidents with crashes at 38th and Wadsworth, 20th and I-25, and then two cars mixed it up, Parker and Orchard. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 93, 94 degrees. Currently, we've got mostly sunny skies, and it's 75. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now? Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
I don't make law.
Yeah, he, this code is now in session.
Beat the heat this summer when you win $5,000 instantly.
Cash Scratch Fever is happening now at the Lodge in Gilpin Casinos. Come play the hottest promotion in town for a chance to win $5,000 instantly, plus a shot at the $25,000 grand prize. Receive a scratch ticket every day you earn 250 points on your Lodge and Gilpin Winners Club card. Cash drawings also held every Friday at the Lodge and Saturday at the Gilpin. See you soon.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
Kelly LeBrock, hottie from the 80s. Weird Science, man. Love that film. Would you like a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray? God, I love that movie. I'm going to have to go home and watch Dirty Weird Science today. 303-713-7600. Let's go in order they came. Jeff in Louisville. Hey, buddy. Thanks for hanging on for me. Got a couple minutes for you. Morning.
I was calling to respond to Mike, your trucker, who says that we can't afford healthcare reform right now.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wanting to point out that we can't afford the status quo right now.
Exactly.
You were just saying that the insurance companies are increasing premiums like 20 to 40% every year. That's like 5-10 times the...
It doesn't match inflation, does it? No, not at all.
No. And what are we getting for that?
And I see it on a day-to-day basis. My wife works in health insurance. And I see people that are getting laid off trying to get new health insurance and how much it costs. Or people that have been on plans forever and seeing how much they're going up each year.
That's right. And we're not getting anything for all those increases. We get
less coverage.
Co-pays, less coverage, more exclusions. I mean, dang, these insurance companies are killing us. They're killing our jobs, they're killing our economy, and they're killing us literally.
Yeah, people do die because they don't get health care coverage.
No kidding. And,
you lots.
Know, and people keep saying the government can't do anything. Well, I'd like to
Well, then out. If they can't do anything, then let this thing plan out for a couple of years. And if the government option doesn't work out, then, you know, competition is what they say in capitalism. It'll all work out in their way, in their favor, because government can't run anything.
Well, that's crap, too, because if you look, you know, as big as our government is, Every agency in our government is a direct response to a failure in the free market to do the right thing.
Yeah, man. Great response, Jeff. Anything else? I got 30 seconds for you.
That's it.
All right, brother.
Have a good afternoon.
You too, man. Have a great weekend. 303-713-7600. Topic free Friday in the J. Marvin mold. He's got surgery on Monday. Let's hope him the best. Be keeping him in your thoughts. Your phone calls next after news. Dave, Blaine, Cindy, don't go anywhere. I also got three more stories I want to just throw out there and see if you guys want to talk about them here in the 9 a.m. John Turk in for J. Marvin and David Sirota. Again, we're at 303-713-7600. We'll be right back after CBS News.
Ed Schultz is coming to Boulder with a tour for change August 30th. Big Eddie will broadcast.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
One just for checking them out, $1,000. Check out IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeATHomeUSA.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Last month, employers cut 247,000 jobs. Not good news, but seen by some economists as a sign the recession is finally ending. The pace of layoffs is slowing, and the government says the unemployment rate actually improved slightly to 9.4%. Ellen Zentner, senior economist, Bank of Tokyo.
Should the domestic economy start to pick up, should consumers start to spend again, then businesses would need to very quickly hire in order to meet that demand.
And Michael Irwin, a career builder, says an online survey finds half of the workers laid off over the past 3 months have been able to find new work.
Their job search success has really been because they've been flexible. And 38% of the workers we talked to said that they have found jobs in a new field, and the majority of them say that they actually enjoy it.
If schools were waiting for government guidance on the swine flu, now they've got it. CBS's Barry Bagnato has been following the government's strategic rollout of do's and don'ts for the upcoming flu season.
Do send students and teachers home immediately if they become infected. Don't shut down school automatically unless there's a big outbreak. Education Secretary Arne Duncan advises teachers to devise lesson plan options just in case.
Some schools will close this fall. And if they do, it's incredibly important to all of us that our students continue to learn.
CDC Director Thomas Frieden says it's possible any H1N1 outbreak won't be serious, but he quickly adds that would only buy time to improve plans for a future epidemic. Steve?
From all indications, the Taliban leader in Pakistan is dead. Officials in Washington are scrambling to make certain the news is true.
U.S. officials still want proof, DNA evidence if possible, that Pakistani Taliban leader Baitullah Masood is dead. His own clan confirmed it to CBS News in Pakistan that he was killed together with his wife in an alleged predator drone strike on his in-law's house. While that early confirmation surprised one U.S. counterterrorism official, he said it makes sense because it clears the way for a new leader after months of infighting within the ranks of the Pakistani Taliban. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, the White House.
As expected, President Obama today signed the bill, pumping $2 billion more into the Cash for Clunkers program. Should be enough money to last through Labor Day. There's been no final action, but Congress has earmarked $500 million for buying 8 new jets for key government officials to get around, including members of Congress.
This is another example
of, you know, Congress deciding that they're going to have the perks that they want. They're going to not really take the same discipline that taxpayers are taking.
Mandy Smith-Berger with the Project on Government Oversight says it's ironic given congressional outrage over auto execs taking private flights to Washington. Republican sources tell CBS News Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez will resign sometime during the congressional recess. Martinez had already announced he would not run for re-election next year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 146 points. NASDAQ is up 30. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field.
I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It was a phone call with history from Denver to the country's newest Supreme Court justice. About 100 supporters of Sonia Sotomayor held a celebration last night in Lodo. Former Colorado State Senator Polly Baca is a longtime friend of Sotomayor's.
This has been probably the most exciting day of my life. Not probably, it has been. But you know what's so special about it? Is how many people are sharing this moment with me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All over the country.
Baca will attend Sotomayor's White House reception. A little boy is hospitalized in critical condition after he and two members of his family were hit by a car in Boulder. 7-year-old Hayden Zadow suffered head and neck injuries, but doctors don't believe they're life-threatening. Hayden's mother and 10-year-old sister were not seriously hurt. Police say the 17-year-old driver faces charges. In sports, the Rockies lost yesterday to the Phillies. They're back at home tonight against the Chicago Cubs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225, still dragging a bit after Parker Road.
Technology. When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Harry Potter has been defeated. Disney's new G-Force movie has snatched the number one spot from Potter thanks to opening weekend box office sales of around $32.2 million. The movie mixes live action with animation and features the voice of stars including Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz. The Half-Blood Prince came in second with earnings of around $30 million.
Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmy. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th.
If you got a thought on the mayor, Mayor Hick, thinking about cutting jobs, cutting wages for our firefighters, sheriff's deputies, and police officers. I don't know how I feel about this one. They've been, you know, each year they get a little bit of a pay raise, and they're cutting that for them next year. And could they be cutting pensions and other? They're trying to get $66 million cut out of this $12 million wage concession that Denver is seeking from police, sheriff's deputies, and firefighters. Are you down with this one? I say no. We need our policemen and firefighters. I live in Highlands Ranch, and Littleton and Highlands Ranch shares they share fire trucks. And I think Highlands Ranch asked for another one this year, and they couldn't get one. And that bums me out as a Highlands Ranch resident. So what do you think about this, taking cuts from our emergency workers? Also, Illinois to ban texting while driving. Illinois will become the 17th state to ban texting while driving, a safety word that has caught the attention of the federal government. Governor Pat Quinn will sign an amendment to the Illinois Vehicle Code that prohibits writing, sending, or receiving text messages while driving. The bill does not make texting exceptions for drivers who pull over to text or shift their car into park or neutral to message while stopped in traffic. Colorado, meanwhile, is one of these states that already have laws in place. Are you for a texting ban? Who knows what this 17-year-old kid who ran over the family there in Boulder yesterday on the bikes. Let's hope he wasn't texting anybody. Also, did you see this? This is all over the news yesterday, and I want to get your take on this one at 303-713-7600. Senators are weighing the Postal Service future. Senators expressed mounting concern yesterday about the worsening finance of the USPS, but fretted over proposals to save money by cutting service. The Postal Service lost $2.4 billion in the latest fiscal quarter, in addition to $2.3 billion in the first half of the fiscal year that began October 1st. Despite billions in cost reductions, the Postal Service projects a $7 billion loss for the year. Postmaster General John Potter has recommended the closure of some postal facilities as well as ending Saturday deliveries. Going to a five-day week would save more than $3 billion, according to Mr. Potter. Would you be for or against the USPS going down to a five-day service? You know what? I would. I don't care. I don't need the mail on Saturday. I can always wait till Monday. What about you? 303-713-7600. All right, open phones. Let's get back to them. Let's go to... is this Jeff? Jeff, you with me?
My name's Joe.
Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, hi. You know, I don't think Hickenlooper should cut the wages or benefits for the
emergency workers.
Right. You know what they should do? They need to stop giving free health care to people who are illegal in this country.
Is that how we do it?
Yes, it is, because first of all, they're here illegally. They're using up all our resources. They're one-third of them are criminals in the prison system.
One-third of all the illegals here are criminals in the prison system.
That's correct.
Where'd you get that from?
I knew you'd ask that. I thought you're so open-minded. You guys are.
I am open-minded, but I'm asking you where you got that from.
Just look into it if you're really interested.
One-third of all the illegal immigrants here are in the prison system.
That's correct.
Are you talking about Mexican immigrants only?
Yes.
I still don't believe the stat.
You don't? Well, you need to look it up then.
Well, tell me where it's at, and I'll go look it up right now.
Oh, you mean you're not bright enough to look it up on your own?
I can look up some stats, but where did you get yours?
Well, why don't you look yours up if you're so bright?
See you later, Jeff. Fun talking to you, dude. Hate to do that, but sorry. 303-713-7600. Glad I'm not in his family. How about you? Let's go to Dave in Louisville. Cindy, hang on. I'm coming to you in just 1 second.
All right. Hey, John.
Hey, man.
How are you doing? I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I'm pretty open-minded, but I'm not going to deal with people like that. I'm
that
sorry.
That was really funny. Yeah, he didn't make much sense. I want to mention two things. First of all, this tragic event with the bikes, but also guns. And I think that basically, you know, bikes and cars don't mix. And I think that, you know, guns and the public don't mix.
Yeah, with my topic yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, about the bikes, I think there's not enough built-in controls because these lights that are on the road actually give pedestrians a false sense of security, and it tends to create a lot of pandemonium on the road. You know, I feel like the 17-year-old is as much a victim because he's, you know, probably been through these when nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So people on the road are like...
But again, the lights were flashing. Yeah, I don't know. That 17-year-old has just got to be devastated today.
Sure, and you know, there's not built-in controls. If you really want to keep the bicyclist safe, you got to put in, like, you know, some sort of speed bump or something that makes the cars slow down, or you got to get bikes completely away from the road. You know, I love biking, But I'll tell you, you know, you're just a sneeze away from, you know, a mortal injury when somebody's driving a car and they don't see a bicyclist. You know, and so, you know, but I think that you have to build in controls where you actually build bike paths or wider bike lanes if you're really serious about keeping the bicyclist safe. You just can't pass a law saying stay 3 feet away. That will never work. You have to put in built-in controls that will keep people safe. But what I really called about was the gun issue. Somebody called yesterday and said that they felt that, you know, they were safer from Russians invading because they had handguns. And I just want to say that, you know, these handguns are what make people crazy. They were saying that, you know, people are crazy and they're using their handguns. And, you know, crazy people would hurt people anyways. What I'm thinking is that if these people have guns, that actually makes them kind of more nutty. And by having all this access to guns, you know, they become more dangerous. So, you know, I think this guy's saying that, you know, all these people, these homeowners have guns, and the Russians, if they invaded here, would be, you know, worried about it. I'm like, you've never been to Russia. You've never been to any of these countries that have martial law. Those are scary places.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. You know, that's what, I mean, I don't think these guns are keeping people safe. I think they're just basically, you know, making people crazy.
I do too. And people can, you know, like I said yesterday, they're designed to kill.
That's
you know,
right.
As where, you know, car vehicles weren't designed to kill, although they do kill people. Alcohol kills, but alcohol wasn't designed to kill people either. Guns were specifically invented and produced to kill.
That's right. And the more of them there are around, the more people that will get killed. I mean, there's just a one-to-one correlation.
Yeah, I don't like the correlation of, oh, if you knew everybody had a gun out there, you sure would fly straight, wouldn't you? No, I don't fall into that thought. I think there'd be a lot of vigilante justice going on if everybody was running around with guns.
Well, it's because the power that people feel when they get the gun makes them go crazy. So by them making the argument, oh, those crazy people would kill somebody anyway with a knife or something, I'm like, yeah, go to England. There are not that many murders there. Go to Canada. There are not many murders there. And so you just got to get the guns off the street.
All right. Hey, great call, brother. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. 303-713-7600. Cindy in Denver. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to look up my immigrants in prison population stats.
I know. You
to help
know,
our good friend Joe out.
I tell you, I really am afraid for what's out there. You know, people just, you know, they just believe anything. But there's 3 points I want to try and make here real quick.
Can I just say something real fast, Cindy?
Yeah.
This morning, listening to Tom Tancredo filling in on one of the radio stations here.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy,
too.
He brought up the immigration debate, and you know how he brought it up? Have you ever seen the Poltergeist movie when
uh-huh.
you have the girl touch the TV
yeah,
and she says,
did.
They're here?
Yeah, that's what
That's
he
how
said.
He started it.
Yeah.
They're here, like they're ghosts or, you know, zombies or something. Give me a freaking break.
You know, there used to be regulation a long time ago about what came across as facts versus what was fiction. And a lot of deregulation has ruined, I think, this country's credibility and really has dumbed down citizens in generations. And we really need some more regulatory governance over, you know, the media,
mm-hmm.
what is reported as facts versus what is reported as, you know, entertainment. But I wanted to talk about, you know, this healthcare business. You know, I don't like it that we're pitting each other against each other, you know, against a no-win situation in terms of who should get coverage and who shouldn't. You know, we are working for a corporate world right now, and the problem lies in, you know, the corporations aren't fair. You know, they have had it, you know, where wages are low and they can treat workers any kind of way they want, that even if we wanted to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and buy our own health care, the system is stacked against you. You know, the system was never designed, you know, to entertain, you know, citizens' needs. It's all toward corporations in their taxes, the way they pay taxes. The 2%ers haven't paid taxes forever. You know, who said Paris Hilton, her housekeeper, pays more taxes than she does?
Well, no, it was Rupert Murdoch, wasn't it? No, it wasn't Rupert Murdoch. It was, oh, gosh, his name is escaping me right now.
Well, but the point.
But he said his secretary makes, you know, she may make $100,000 a year. He makes $1 billion a year. She's paying more taxes than he pays.
Right. And all the Cayman Island, you know, offshore accounts that they have. You know, people have paid enough in America, I think, citizens in general, where we deserve better.
We do deserve better. Look at all the money. Look at all the money that went into the Iraq War. I would have much rather funneled that money into health care for everybody.
Right. And I just believe that we need to start looking at the corporate structure, you know, and understand that, you know, insurance companies, when they make profits, it's because they've denied us care.
Right, but if you look at the people, though, this is something I got just a little bit earlier, and it kind of, you know, it's this is sad, but this is how some people feel, that all that matters to me is me, my spouse, and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is a sad. That's sad.
Well, you know what? I also believe that we've been lied to by, you know, government for so long, because they've all had their own agenda, that when the truth comes out and facts come out, you know, where you're allowed to make a choice on what you believe and don't believe, it takes a while for that to sink in. It feels different, you know?
Yeah.
And I can see how a lot of people are flipping out right now because they're not used to handling the truth.
And I understand the me first attitude because I was there at one point.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we were made to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
The government that we've had in the past has made us think that way. So really, we've been pistol whipped for quite a while. And now that we have a new government in office, you know, we need to be rallying behind him to give it a chance, you know, and I just hate it that people can't think any further than, you know, what is in front of them.
Yeah.
And these people at these town hall meetings, you know, they all are getting Medicare. Some of them said, stay away from me and leave Medicare alone. That's government ran.
It is.
So, and I blame the media for using big words. Why don't they come out and say,
yeah, and I hear it both ways. Medicare doesn't work. Medicare does work. I mean, you know,
well, and it's
talk to people that have been on it.
Yeah, it would have to get better if they went to that because mm-hmm. the focus is on it. So I just think that, you know, there's a lot of fear-mongering out there that is just so uneducated. And I don't even like when they say, why don't you say lies instead of misinformation? Or, you know, call them a liar.
Yeah.
I get rid of
the time to get down and dirty.
Yeah.
All right, Cindy. Hey, awesome call. Thanks for hanging on for me.
Thank you. Have
appreciate
a good weekend.
It. You too. Enjoy it. It should be a nice one. High 92 today. Looks like we're going to be in the upper 80s tomorrow and Sunday. Looks like no rain in the forecast for the weekend. Maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. But, hey, Joe, New York Times. Here we go, buddy. You ready? Near the start of his November 4, 2003 program on CNN, Lou Dobbs said, one-third of the inmates now serving time in federal prisons come from some other country. One-third. End of quote. Later, he offered more details. Coming up, we're going to take a further look at the impact of illegal aliens, and it is an expensive proposition, particularly in our nation's prisons. Illegal aliens, those citizens, non-citizens, taking up a third of the cells in our federal penitentiaries. He also said that illegal immigrants were an increasing part of America's prison population. Here are the facts according to, get this, Joe, the Department of Justice. In 2000, 27% of the inmates in federal prisons were non-citizens. Some of those non-citizens were illegal immigrants, and some were in this country legally. In 2001, this percentage dropped to 24%, and it continued dropping over the next 4 years, falling to 20% in 2005. Bottom line, illegal immigrants make up significantly less than a third of the federal prison population, and the share has been falling in recent years. There you go, Joe. You got that from Lou Dobbs, didn't you? Racist, hater, bigot, Lou Dobbs. All right, more of your phone calls coming up next. I got Rhett hanging on, Richard, Chris, Errol. Everybody, want to thank you for your phone calls. And hang on just a minute, we'll get back to you. Todd Parker's going to look at traffic, though, for us first.
Crews are cleaning up a couple surface street accidents, one at Parker and Orton.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining
show. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
Top mom.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
TLC's John and Kate Plus 8 has returned to TV screens. This time, though, we're following John and Kate after announcing they would separate. What does this mean for fans of the show? Well, they will get to see Kate pitching a tent for the kids, and John getting to grips with single life in the kitchen. But no word yet on whether the show will include any of John's new romantic interests.
Successful entrepreneurs, the hidden advantages of business ownership, how to raise capital and best structure for your business, and the financial benefits of having others work for you. Why spend your life making someone else rich? You can learn to take control of your life and your finances and start living your dream.
To register for this free event coming to the Denver area only today and Thursday, call 1-800-897-8012. That's 1-800-897-8012. Or visit us online at richdadworkshop.com and you'll get a free gift when you attend, an audio CD of the power of owning your own corporation. Call now,
1-800-897-8012.
Oh, man. Great movie. A little bit of that film shot here in Colorado, you know, the part where they tie the dog onto the back of the car and take off. That's right over Wolf Creek Pass there as you're approaching Pagosa Springs. Little movie trivia fact for you. 303-713-7600. Also want to let you know about this. We had Mick earlier talking about Congressman Perlmutter's government or Congress of the Grocery this weekend. That's at 1 o'clock tomorrow, August 8th, at the King Supers at 500 Bromley Lane in Brighton. Now, go meet with Congressman Perlmutter this weekend and deliver your health care message. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of protesters out there, so if you're, you know, if you're for health care reform, go out and give him a show of support. That'd be awesome. 303-713-7600. Open phones, open lines, anything you want to talk about, fine by me. Let's go to Rhett in Highlands Ranch. Good morning, Rhett.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm hanging in, bro. It's Friday. I'm 34 yeah. minutes away from the weekend.
This is my Monday, but...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's great. I just want to call the guy who was talking about the third of people being illegals, being our prison system population. I've worked with illegals for the last 16 years. I've been in the restaurant business. I'm a chef. You know, and restaurants, there's always illegals, mm-hmm. or usually.
Yeah, in the restaurant industry, I think we can make that assumption that there are a lot of illegal immigrants working yep. in the kitchens and restaurants around America.
And my experience with them is been I have had more trust in those people than I have in most of the American workers that
tell
I
us,
had.
Tell us why, Rhett. How come?
Things like, you know, you leave your wallet laying on a prep table and one of them will walk up and be like, hey, man, you left your wallet.
Sweet.
That doesn't happen very often, you know.
No, but Americans have this thing that, Hispanics are thieves. You know what? I live in Highlands Ranch. I've had two different things stolen from me. And I guarantee they were white kids.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I just had my car broken into, and
Rhett, you're breaking out on me. Go ahead. Oh, man, we lost you. We dropped you. Rhett, I'm sorry. I got that open line. Call it back, and I'll put you back on. So apologize. It wasn't me, dude. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Good morning, Richard. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. This is Richie. I'm the cab driver that called you yesterday.
Kevy, what's up?
Hey, man. Listen, you know, that's terrible what happened to those people in Boulder. But, you know, I just want to say one thing that people in all of these discussions don't talk about. You know, I'm an American citizen. I'm white. I have an absolute legal right to walk down the streets of Compton, California at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I wouldn't do it. It wouldn't make sense. When you live in a free society, there are certain dangers. Just because something is legal and you have a legal right to do it, that doesn't mean it's safe. That's part of a free society. You have to use your head when you do these things. I was driving south on Colorado Boulevard at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Saw this guy having a father-son day with his kid, a 7-year-old, trying to cross Colorado with his little 7-year-old on a bike with training wheels. And there's no way you could walk across that, you know.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, no, yes, it's absolutely legal for this man to take his kid out on a bike, but why would he do it?
Yeah, you know, and it sucks for that kid because he lives so close to Colorado. And maybe that's the only spot where he has where he can ride, you know. But, hey, take him a couple blocks east or a couple blocks west.
Exactly. Put him in your car and take him to a park.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense, Richard.
And what people don't understand is just, you know, that the more restrictions and the more laws that we create, you got to use your head sometimes.
Yeah, common sense. But I can't say that those people that pushed the button and were crossing that street in Boulder weren't using their common sense.
I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying in general, that is, it's like, you know, who knows? They were probably in the 100% right to cross that street the way that they did. But, God, I drive around this town all day. Even when there's not a stop sign on a side street, I stop. Because I know these idiots come flying through. And, you know, you have to be so...
Yeah, and the ranch, if I'm going on Highlands Ranch Parkway and I need to take a right somewhere, I will look behind me and make sure a biker's not there trying to go through the intersection.
Exactly. You have to, even if you have the right of way, but I see so many people because there's not a stop sign, they just come flying through, and I can't tell you how many accidents I see every day from this kind of stuff. You got to use your head, people.
Yeah, and motorists, too.
Absolutely. All of us. I'm not just saying the bikers. I mean, you know, drivers. Because I've been around a lot in this country, lived in L.A. I come from New York. Denver has probably some of the worst drivers I've ever seen in the entire country.
Is that right?
They're just cowboys. I mean, they
Yeah, you know, fast. I go to California. They drive pretty fast, but it seems like everybody... I don't know, man. When I drive around in the Bay Area, it seems like you just got to be paying attention 100% all the time. You know, and people feel that we're out here, we're maybe kind of like in the country. Maybe that's the mentality here.
Did you ever try to get... You see people getting onto Route 70 all the time. They blow through yield signs. They just blow right through them.
Yep.
They don't understand yield means you let the other traffic go. You ever try to change a lane here? People speed up and won't let you in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that with Denver? You know?
Yeah, like, there's some pretty rude drivers here, but I think that could be the case pretty much anywhere you go.
I run into a hell of a lot more here than anyplace else. The other thing, I want to just say one other thing.
Yeah, man.
Guy Joe, you know... It's changed today, you know, in 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, and I was a radical in the 60s. I was there at the first anti-war demonstrations, and we were ready to call people what they were. That guy probably doesn't even know what a racist he is.
He doesn't, man. I mean, and just how I had to deal with that phone call. You know, all I did was ask him what his source was, and if it was Lou Dobbs, he could have said Lou Dobbs or CNN.
No, that
would have been fine. And then, you know, he lied to my producer, too, about his name and who he was and what's going on, and it's just like... You know?
And they have to reduce everything to Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, but I'll give him the facts from the Department of Justice. Is he going to refute those? Is he going to refute those stats?
Okay, I'm going to give you one other stat from the Department of Justice. Approximately, proportionate to the population, each race is probably the same amount of drug users. Like, I think blacks are approximately 19-20% of the drug users in this country. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
50% of everybody arrested for drugs is black. 65% of everybody convicted of drugs is black. and 80% of everybody serving time in prisons is black. Now, you tell me this is not a racist justice system.
It is a racist justice. And you can say, you can nail that to profiling.
Yep.
As well as this whole war against drugs, and you know, when they try to make it cocaine is less of a, possessing cocaine or selling cocaine is less of an offense than it is to sell crack cocaine, the same product. Whereas crack cocaine was rampant in what they would say African-American communities, right?
Yep.
But cocaine is a white person's drug. So they're saying this, it's the same thing, but we're going to give you longer sentences if you have crack cocaine than if you have just the powder stuff.
Would you tell a guy like this Joe that, and he doesn't believe it?
No, I know. It's the facts.
And he refuses to look it up. It's the, that's
and unfortunately, Joe Biden has a lot to do with that.
With the mandatory minimums?
Yep.
I didn't know it was Joe Biden.
Yeah, it was Joe Biden. Yeah, look it up. Joe Biden. Read an article about it in Rolling Stone about a month and a half ago.
Well, there's an organization in Washington's Families Against Mandatory Minimum Sentencing, FAMM. And if anybody wants to look up any of these stats, go to that organization. They're a great organization. They've been working against mandatory minimums for years.
Sweet. Maybe I should get them on. Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, 303-713-7600. Let me just share this again real briefly. We're talking about immigration. Joe brought this up earlier, saying a third of our prison population is illegal Hispanic immigrants. The share of the state, this is again from the Department of Justice, the share of the state prison inmates who are non-citizens is much lower. This is largely because immigration violations themselves are federal crimes. In 2000, 4.6% of inmates in state prisons were non-citizens. This number remained quite steady over the next 5 years, right around 4.6%. Overall, combining federal and state prisons, 6.4% of the nation's prisoners were non-citizens in 2005. That was down from 6.8% in 2000. By comparison now, 6.9% of the total United States population were non-citizens in 2003. So, Joe, I'm sorry, you're wrong, dude. Straight up wrong. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls coming up next. 26 minutes before 10 o'clock. I'm John Turk in for David Sirota and Jay Marvin here at AM 760. Todd Parker gives us our traffic.
Crews have cleaned up that accident, 20th and I-25. They're still working on a crash involving two cars, Parker and Orchard. Now, as far as those heavy pockets go on the highways, westbound I-70, a little bit crowded, approaching 270. Checking on those CDOT cameras, southbound 225, also very busy approaching DTC. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 93, 94 degrees today, yet another hot one. Partly cloudy skies throughout with a chance of showers later on, most likely after 2. Currently, it's already 77 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dave with all new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like half gallons of Kroger orange juice, loaves of Blue Label bread, King Soopers large eggs, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
2,000 beers in 75 different styles from 450 brewers. It's the world's greatest.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haulaway, which combined can save you up to $79 on top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. Save not once but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through August 5th in U.S. only, see store for details.
Warning. Consumer alert.
Hi, attorney Michael Mack here for Credit Card Lawyers of Colorado. If you have credit card debt, I can offer you a solution much better than bankruptcy. It's called debt forgiveness. Debt forgiveness is legal, it's not bankruptcy, and you pay no upfront fees. Yes, you can wipe out your credit card debt, often in as little as 90 days, without bankruptcy. So get the word bankruptcy out of your mind. Call 800-877-5000 and get a free starter kit explaining how your credit card company, now more than ever, will work with you to actually forgive most of your debt. Call 800-877-5000 for your free starter kit. Learn how to qualify for this non-bankruptcy program. 800-877-5000, 800-877-5000, or visit creditcardlawyer.com. That's creditcardlawyer.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath.
Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Explore the mysteries of your mind. Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
John Hughes, the great film director, dead at 59 years old. Man, that's a bummer. Some of my favorite films put together by this guy. OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. 80s cheese. Gotta love it, though. I was a new waver back in the 80s for a brief time. Let's get back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Leroy in Denver. Good morning, Leroy. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with John Turk. Hey.
Yeah, John. I was on the way from the gym going home, and I heard Joel talking about the third percentage of Hispanics in prison.
Uh-huh.
Illegals. You just gave some stats. And, to him, to Tranquedo, to Dobbs, those stats are not going to make any difference whatsoever.
They'll make up their own facts, right?
Yeah. Hatred, racism is there. Now, I'm a Hispanic. I'm 75 years old. I have two honorable discharges from the Marine Corps. My family arrived here in 1598 into New Mexico, and I know I have lived a life of, racism, being called Mexican. Well, the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing. I called Tranquedo's office when he was running for president, and I called him a racist. I got into it with one of his aides for about 20 minutes. And there's a lot of things that people don't know about the people that are here and how things correlate between Mexico and the United States, like the Spanish regiments that were fighting in the Revolutionary War, the Mexicans that were allowed to come in here during the Second World War to work in the factories to keep this country afloat while the men were fighting.
I'm sure there's a lot of Hispanics, sir, that served in Iraq and Afghanistan as well.
I served in Korea. I have two honorable discharges from the Marine Corps. My brother served in the Marine Corps. We are citizens.
How about this? Would you, for people that do want to come into the country, would you maybe military service for citizenship?
You know what? When I was in the Marine Corps, we had people that were coming across the border, and they were not citizens, but they still
went and fought for the country, right?
And they fought for the country. Yes, they did.
So they're trying to improve their situation.
Exactly.
And how can you fault somebody for trying to improve their situation? Isn't that what we're all trying to do?
Well, if they knew the history of Mexico, the 72 years under
and how the government treats them like crap.
Exactly. And then we have NAFTA that went in there, and the wages are paid almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out of desperation that people cross the borders. There's been over 4,000 people have died crossing the borders for a better life. And people, it's about hate. They could care less.
Yeah. I'm with you, man.
And like I said,
and I used to have a different view on this. I used to be in the mold like, we need to stop immigration, blah, 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 blah. It's a huge problem. We need to get the ones that are here illegally out. After a few years of research and talking to folks, how can you blame somebody for just wanting to improve their situation, whether you live in Mexico or if you live in Sweden? I don't care.
I felt the same way until I did my family research. I have my certificate stating that my family arrived here, and then I said, well, wait a minute. If they fought in the American Revolution, that was during the time of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico didn't become Mexican until 1821. That became a country separate from the United States. So, it was run by Spain, just like my family. And our we're called Mexican Americans, but that's really not factual.
No, we're all Americans. You're an American, aren't you, Leroy?
I am an American, and I am an American of Spanish.
Of Spanish descent. There you go.
Exactly right. I'm not a Hispanic or a Mexican American. I am from Spanish descent. I've got all my papers, my proof. I have everything. My family is in the archives in Albuquerque.
Yeah, you know, I'm Cherokee Indian. I got between an eighth and a quarter Cherokee Indian in me. I could tell all you to get out of my country, right?
You know what? You know, the Native Americans have more right than anybody else in this country. Did you see We Shall Remain?
No, I've not.
Oh, you've got to get that DVD.
Okay.
You've got to do it. But like I said, I argued with Tancredo and Dobbs. Dobbs, you know, anyway, it's not going to change anything.
Yeah, no, the haters are still there.
Yes, they are. And I just, like I said, I've lived it all my life, you know, and I have been a citizen. You know, I was born here, my parents, and we go back, like I said, we go back over 400 years. And that is all the people from the Southwest, San Luis Valley, the forgotten people, the one that we weren't written in the history.
Mm-hmm.
We were not. We were excluded, completely excluded from history. So, you know, there's a lot of things to be said, but anyway, I guess I've said all I can.
Leroy, you've said a lot, and it's been great, man. So thanks a lot for your phone call, and thanks for taking the time to call in. And I'm glad things are going good for you, and I hope you're not really experiencing much racism today. But, man, there's a lot of haters out there, so I wouldn't be surprised if you are.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change. Yeah. I hear it all the time.
We think we're progressing, we're actually taking a step or two backwards.
A black president now. Now it's coming up to the surface.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot. Yeah, and all the hate. It's like, you know, they think the Obama administration is using the Cash for Clunkers program to get into your computers and to spy on you. Give me a break.
The birthers.
They're knocking them any way they can.
They want power again, and I can't imagine a Hispanic voting for a Republican.
Yeah, I'd hate to be a Republican right now. Hey, Leroy, thanks a lot, brother.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later. Where's your leadership, GOP? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Errol and Greeley real quick. Good morning, Errol.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm hanging in, man. I'm getting close to the weekend every minute.
Makes you happy. I'm calling about health care. Most people in the country haven't used their common sense. I guess that's because it's not a common virtue. Just stop and think for a minute. Corporations and wealthy people, they don't pay taxes. They don't pay anything into the system. They take from the system.
In all fairness, Eric, they do pay taxes, but not in relation to what they make.
Listen to my logic.
Okay.
If I own a corporation and I have to pay anything out, I simply raise the price of my product. That's what part of this outsourcing is all about, increased profits for the corporations. They don't pay the taxes. You and I pay those taxes. Your corporation doesn't pay your health insurance. You do. Every American in this country, whether they're working or not, they're the ones, whether they're taking a stipend from the government, which means that you and I that are working pay their health insurance. One way or another, the people who are working, the ordinary working people in America, are the ones paying everything. We're the economy, not the people at the top.
Oh, well, you hear them claim that they pay 80% of the taxes, right? You've heard that argument before, haven't you, Gerald?
I've heard every argument in the world. I even heard that the two-thirds of them don't pay taxes. The fact is, none of them pay taxes. They simply pass that on to you and me. That's exactly how it works. So you've got two choices here. You can either pay a profit corporation to take your money and give you a crap set of medical benefits, which is basically throwing your money in an outhouse, or you can pay that money to the government where you have some control and you can have 100% coverage for that money that's half as much as what it's costing you right now. It's a real simple choice to make. And you and I both know that the government does work. If it didn't work, we'd have a new government.
Very true. Now, I want you to check out, and what you're talking about really kind of relates to David Sirota's column today in the Denver Post. The me first.
All you have to do is pick up the web of debt, John, and you understand who's in control and who's paying for everything, and that's you and me.
Yeah. Well, read David's column today. It's called The Me First Screw Everyone Else Crowd in today's Denver Post. I think you'd like it, Errol.
The legislators are lying to you when they say they're going to take that money from the top 2%, because they're not. They're going to take that money from you. It's just your decision.
It's just the destruction of the middle class, Errol. I'm with you, man. I know. I believe you.
Well, stop and think about it. If you run a company and you're selling valves and they charge you money in your taxes or any other kind of a charge that comes down the pike, you're going to put that charge to keep your profit margin the same, and you're going to disperse that out on the people with a higher product rate. It's just that simple, and that's what the corporations do. They don't lose money. And all this crap about the banks going bankrupt.
AIG made profits this quarter.
That's nonsense. All that was a setup so that they could consolidate. The banking system is controlled by the Fed, period. Wall Street is controlled by the Fed. You really need to get Web of Debt. Read it.
You got it, Errol. Hey, man, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right, see you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, John.
What's up, buddy?
Well, great show, as always.
It's been a fun hour this hour.
I really like when you host the show. You let people talk and get their word out. I like what Errol was saying there about how they pass the cost on and that type of thing. There's a lot of truth.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, when they're not making, they'll just increase the price of the product.
Well, another thing they do, too, and I hope all these right-wingers are listening to this, they act like Halliburton. They just moved to Dubai so they don't have to pay any taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're still doing contracts with the military and taking our tax money.
Or you got things like going on in the insurance company where they're purging people's accounts that aren't profitable and flipping them over into new programs to make a buck.
Absolutely. And Leroy there was just, he was just,
that was a great call.
Oh, it was an excellent call. And I hope he gets friends together and goes and talks to people like Tancredo and calls him out. And he should go talk to Kaufman and all these other racists.
Exactly.
Yeah, and my wife's, her family's from New Mexico and has the same heritage, so I know exactly what he's talking about. And really, they were here way before I'm not going to say you, John, because you're native, so, you know, I feel so.
Well, I'll say that, yeah, he's been here longer than me, you know, I mean.
Well, but what I'm saying is the Native Americans really got screwed because mm-hmm. they got the country stolen from them and you know, all their rights and everything. But, what I wanted to talk about was two things. One, the healthcare deal with how they're covering all this type of thing, and yet they didn't cover the riots and that type of thing. They, you know, when people were protesting Bush and all his policies and that type of thing, or you tried to protest anybody.
But it's a liberal media, isn't it, Kevin?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's, and if you listen to KOA, you listen to any of those right-wing stations, John, all they start out every hour with the liberal media, the drive-by media, the liberal media. Oh, it's so liberal. I mean, they just say that over and over and over. Peter Boyle, he's that's his theme. That's Mike Rosen's theme. That's all these clowns' theme. But I could tell you a story where we had some people here, seniors that went to talk with Musgrave, and they got arrested or were at least threatened with arrest. And all they wanted to do is deliver a message to her, a signed petition about a problem that they had. And they weren't even allowed to go in her office. And the staff called the police right away, and the police wouldn't even allow them to go in and talk to them. So it's just, you know, the double-sided thing. I just hope that all these hypocrites, and I had a neighbor. We had a protest here a couple Thursdays ago about healthcare and that type of thing, and of course the beggars came out, and my brother and I and my wife were walking through the crowd before we got over to the healthcare side, and you should have saw all these people, John. I mean, there were seniors there with oxygen hanging on the sides of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're obvious Medicare recipients. My neighbor was over there that last year. He just got a, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of Medicare surgery in Denver at a really good hospital, and he was telling me how he hates socialized medicine and it's got to go and we can't have the government between us and our doctor. And I asked him, I says, well, you know, didn't you have to apply for Medicare? Oh, yeah, I did. I says, well, don't you understand that's a single payer program that doctors like because they're going to get paid and they know what the coverage is? And he's in total denial because he watches Fox News. And
yeah, man. If you're hit with that every day, constantly, it's...
Well, I asked him, I said, well, if you hate the government, the single-payer plan so much, I says, would you promise me that you'll call an insurance agent and tell them, you know, your age, you're in your 70s, and see if you can go get a private...
Yeah. Let's see him try to go get on get new insurance, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, your wife is in the business, so you know what somebody like that with all these pre-existing conditions in their...
She's going to have to say, I'm sorry, I can't find coverage for you.
Bingo. And
she says that more often than yeah, I got a good plan for you that we can get you on.
Exactly, and this guy knows that. And,
yeah,
and the thing,
it's sad.
Stand about these hypocrites, John. They're out there protesting and doing all this, and then these papers and the media gives them all this coverage, the so-called liberal media. So, John, listen, I really enjoy when you host the show. I hope you do more of it. If not, get your own show. I'd love to, you know, have you on permanently.
Thank you, Kevin.
You do a fantastic job. You really do.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, have a great week.
All right, you too, brother. Thanks a lot. 8 minutes before 10 o'clock, got to step aside for our last break, and then I'm going to try to fit everybody in here. I'm going to give you each about 60 seconds apiece, so don't go anywhere. Let's round out the show in style. First, let's get Todd Parker in traffic.
Things are breaking loose as you're out and about. We had seen some late delays southbound 225 between Yosemite and DTC. Those are now gone. Same deal for westbound drivers on I-70 over that elevated. Had been a little bit sluggish coming up on Colorado, but no delays there now. Off those main roads, they've cleaned up an accident at Parker and Orchard. Now, in the high country, construction crews are still working along I-70 right around Frisco. We could see delays of up to a half hour at times as they work to get that project finished. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies encourages working adults to examine customizable master's degrees for working adults online or evenings. Attend an open house on August 12th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Ferris Bueller. John Hughes dead at 59 years old. Bummer, man. I'm going to be hitting the TV this weekend watching as many John Hughes films as I possibly can. God, looking at the 16 Candles soundtrack, unbelievable. Christy Harvey brought it up earlier. Great stuff in there, including Turning Japanese by the Vapors. Let's fit everybody in here, okay? I'm going to give you each 60 seconds. Pierre and Hartzell's first. Hey, Pierre.
Hi, John.
Hi.
First, I want to say old Joe must be of Nazi descent, okay? Two, when they talk about how the government can't do anything correctly, well, when Republicans run it, government doesn't do anything correctly, and we've pretty much had that other than Clinton. So, you know, remember the phrase, drown it in the bathtub. So, God, there were so many things I was going to say, but,
I'll give you time, Pierre. Go ahead.
The dog behind the car, oh, that killed me. I laughed so hard in that scene. And the other one was where Granny's on top of the car. Those were the funniest scenes in some of those movies.
That movie's classic, man. I've seen it probably. I saw that one in the theater. I remember it was like the first movie that was like, I think, PG-13, right when they kind of had that new category of films, and I went and saw it. I loved it.
I know. I've never laughed so hard. So
I think somebody covered my eyes, though, when they showed what's-her-name in the shower with naked.
Yeah, of course. Well,
Beverly D'Angelo.
And then Kevin's right on. I'm a firm believer that the media is, you know, it's just full of propaganda. And, I mean, I'm bidding a job right now with a nurse that works at the vet center. And, you know, I talked to her a little bit about it. And, the vet center is great, you know, she loves the good health care and all that. And I said, well, you know, I think it's time that we really need to do something. And she came back at me. She said, well, you know, the problem is that, gosh, we have all these people coming from, like, England and stuff and getting open-heart surgery. And I said, excuse me? So my family's British, and my uncle just died last year, and he was 86. And, you know, I'm...
Shot them down right away, didn't you, Pierre?
No, it didn't.
They kept coming at you?
Yeah, and the sad part was that I wasn't thinking fast enough, because I'm thinking to myself, open-heart surgery here in the United States, how much would that cost, you know? I mean, you'd have to be a millionaire.
if you didn't have the coverage.
So, you know, so I'm just like, I'm so down with this crap.
I'm with you, Pierre. Listen, I wish I had more time. I got to squeeze a couple more in, but you are awesome. Have fun down there in Hartzell, okay?
Bye, John.
All right, bye-bye. Dave and Centennial, you got 60. Hey, Dave.
Hey, John, happy Friday to
Thank you, man. You too.
I was kind of misquoted yesterday. I called in and talked about how guns
citizens owning guns were probably a deterrent to a foreign invasion. I didn't say handguns, and now I know the statistics are people who own guns usually own multiple guns. So, you know, any invading army would have to consider the citizens who have guns.
Yeah, you know, and if somebody wants to invade our country, I want them to think that, you know, maybe we need them to think that everybody has guns. But it's not Red Dawn, Dave, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know that. But this, I'm talking about Cold War stuff.
Yeah, no, I got you.
And then my other thing was...
make it quick.
It's funny how us citizens are being have to bear the brunt of this economic recovery. Let's not forget it was Bush and Cheney that put us in the poorhouse. They
ding,
did
ding,
the first
ding.
Bailout.
Yep. 100%.
They did the first bailout, and now you got kids.
But they blame they blame it all on Obama. How convenient
Wall Street,
for them.
Wall Street and the banks get the bailout, but then cash for clunkers for average citizens.
Yeah, they don't want that. Hey, Dave, listen, I got to run and squeeze one more. Have a great weekend, okay, bro? Oops. Robert and Erie. Robert, you're on AM 760. I got about 40 seconds for you.
Yes, sir. Hey, what you talk show people need to do, I think, is to go ahead and the Democrats and the Republicans who vote against a certain bill or whatever, they need to keep telling the American people who it is so we can get their butts out of Washington. And then the blue-collared workers need to hit the streets on Labor Day on a thing and make both the parties know that we mean business and we're tired of taking their crap.
All right, Robert, great call, man. Have a good weekend. 303-713-7600, the number here, but we're going to flip it over to Ed Schultz after CBS News. It's been a lot of fun for me the last couple of days. Hope to do it again soon. David Sirota back on Monday on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sorry, I didn't have time.
So you want to...
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Zero now.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising for your business.
Probably the best idea I have ever had.
AM 760 is offering a small business stimulus package to give your company the kickstart that it needs.